Well, I like my stay. Of course, I'm like everyone else. I'd like to be going home, but I'm not able to. I have no complaints. The nurses are all very kind and very helpful. The food has been good. You know, it's like at home. Some days are better than others, but I have no complaints on anything.
Salt River Community Care, where residents live life to the fullest. View saltrivercommunitycare.com.
Superstation Crest brings you football action. From the opening kickoff to the final whistle, the Crest sports team is ready to bring you another of the top football games in North Missouri. And now, football action on Superstation Crest.
We're in Memphis tonight. No, not that Memphis, down in Tennessee. Memphis, Missouri, for high school football on Superstation Crest. It is the Class 1 District 6 semifinals. And tonight, the Scotland County Tigers, top seed in the district, will welcome the South Shelby Cardinals. It's Lewis and Clark versus Clarence Cannon. Should be a very fascinating battle this evening. Glad you could be here with us. Scotland T here. Let's talk a little bit about this Scotland County team. They lost their first two games to Marceline and Fayette, and ever since that, they've won eight straight, including a big-time 56-14 win over the Paris Coyotes last week in the district quarterfinal. They're led by a trio of seniors. Third-team Lewis and Clark All-Conference quarterback from 1 year ago, Will Fromm, leads the helm with a total of 1,647 yards coming into tonight's game and has a total of 8 touchdowns. He's complemented by a wide receiver, Matthew Woods, who has already put up 750 yards on the season receiving-wise, and it helps that you got a pretty bruising running back in Jaden Payne, who only needs 87 yards to get 1,000 on the ground for the season. Meanwhile, if you're South Shelby, a little bit of a different story this season. They've rattled off 3 wins in a row, 4-6 coming into tonight, and they're the polar opposite of the Scotland County Tigers. You want passing with Scotland County? Well, you're going to get a lot of running with South Shelby, specifically Brock Wood. He has had Scotland County Tigers number for the past 2 years. He's rushed for over 675 yards on 49 touches, 10 touchdowns, and that is 13.8 yards a carry coming into tonight's game. This is the fourth time Mr. Brock Wood gets the Scotland County Tigers. He's two. South Shelby victory down in South Shelby County for the Cardinals, and they proceed to lose to Monroe City in the district championship. Meanwhile, Scotland County looking to get a little revenge tonight here in Memphis. Glad you could be with us on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com. Coming up next is a check from both of the head coaches. You'll first hear from the 12th-year head coach of the South Shelby Cardinals. That will be Rob Will, and then following that, it will be Scotland County coach Troy Carper. Glad you could be here with us on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com. We're 17 minutes away from kickoff.
Mizumac offers the best of both worlds. Mizumac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Live on campus at Mizzou and attend classes at both institutions. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizumac student today at macc.edu.
The clear goal of a cattleman is to see weight gain at minimal cost, especially at weaning time. Ricketts Farm Service can help you achieve that goal with Purina AccuRation Starter. Backed by Purina Research, AccuRation Starter is a complete weaning ration that produces super gains at a low cost per head per day. See Ricketts Farm Service in Cairo, Salisbury, or Shelbina for your Purina AccuRation Starter today.
Be the folks at the checkerboard. Ricketts, remember Ricketts for everything for your farm.
It's free. Capital Paving and Construction is a full-service asphalt paving company that includes asphalt repair, sealing, coating, resurfacing, paving, and maintenance. And here's the free part. Capital Paving and Construction offers a free estimate of your project and strive to accomplish it on a timely basis. They work with your schedule and your budget. From heavy highway construction and DOT paving to residential asphalt, count on the quality of Capital Paving and Construction in Central Missouri. With offices in Columbia, Jefferson City, and beyond, call today for your estimate or go to capitalmo.com.
If you're looking for a great car insurance buy, check Agent Mike Foey in Shelbina. Good car insurance value is where it's always been, at State Farm. For years, State Farm has been known for low rates and outstanding service. That's why so many drivers go to State Farm and Mike Foey in Shelbina and stick with them year after year. Ask your neighbors about the low rates, reliable insurance protection, and unbeatable service they get from State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We're back here on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com. It is the Class 1 District 6 semifinal. It's still 1-4 matchup between the South Shelby Cardinals and the Scotland County Tigers. Rob Wilt, the South Shelby Cardinal coach, is kind enough to join us. So, Coach, appreciate the time as always, and it's 3 in a row for your Cardinals. What's been clicking on the offensive side?
Well, I think it's a combination of things. I think we're just figuring it out a little bit. You know, we're kind of running a new scheme this year and doing a lot of zone reads and things of that nature, and I think it's finally coming together. Plus, we got some healthy guys on the offensive line, some guys that came back, and that's making a big difference as well. And I just think it's kind of coming together at the right time for us.
What's the biggest thing that stood out about the offensive line? Because that obviously makes a big difference in what you guys want to do.
Yeah, we talk about it each week. We got to play a physical brand on the offensive line. You know, we're not necessarily the biggest offensive line, so we got to use our quickness, stay low, and all that good stuff. And I think it's finally catching on with the kids. And they're doing a good job of communicating. And, you know, finally I've got a group of five that I've had for a few weeks, and I didn't have that at the beginning of the year. And that makes a big difference. When they play together, they learn from each other and communicate much better.
So we know how good of an athlete Brock Wood is. Obviously, he was named the Clarence Cannon Player of the Year just last week, as a matter of fact. Seems like he's always had Scotland County's number in the three games this in the past 2 years, with over 875 yards rushing. I believe he has a 9 touchdowns. So why is he so successful against Scotland County?
Well, it's not just Scotland County. It's most everybody that he plays against. He's just a special young man. He's got great vision, sets up his blocks well. And, you know, he can run inside or outside, so you can't just key on one thing with him. You know, this year we've really kind of widened people out and try to let him do his thing and be athletic, and it's worked for us. So, you know, I know Scotland County is going to be ready for him. They're going to do everything that they can do to slow him down, and but we got to be ready to counteract that and have some success.
Your defense had a strong performance last week against Knox County as well in the district quarterfinal. What are you liking about them coming into the semifinal?
Yeah, you know, defensively we bent but not break last week. You know, I thought we gave up a little too many yards, but overall that was a good shutout for us. You know, we got our hands full this week against Scotland County. They got a very nice quarterback and some receivers that can go get it, plus they got a good stout running back in the backfield too. So we're going to have to play some really good defense this week and get pressure on the quarterback on pass plays and make sure we're doing a good job at tackling, because, you know, they can break it. They've got a lot of skill and a lot of kids that are seniors, so some experience there as well.
Talk to me a little bit about what you see out of their quarterback, Will Fromm.
Well, I think he's accurate, and he's solid back there in the pocket. I think he makes good decisions. So, you know, and he can also run, so you can't just sit there and say he's going to be one of those pocket passers where we can just kind of go get, because he can take off of the ball as well. And, you know, like I said, they have some guys that can catch the ball too. So he makes a lot of good decisions. You can tell he's a good leader, and he's one of the better quarterbacks we've seen all year.
What's going to be key for South Shelby to move to the district championship?
Well, I think, you know, just physical brand of football. We talked about it all year. We are not talented enough along the whole board to just say set out there and go play football and win games. We've got to outwork teams. We've got to out-hit teams, and that's the message I've been giving them for since week one, and that's going to be true again this week.
Rob Wilt, South Shelby coach, joining us here, CrestCentralMoInfo.com, ahead of the district semifinal against Scotland County. Coach, always appreciate the time. We'll talk postgame.
All right, I appreciate your all's coverage. Thank you.
Not a problem. Coming up next, we'll catch up with Scotland County coach Troy Carper. We're getting ready for district semifinal action on 104.7.
Makes your local Butler builder a better option for commercial construction? It starts with expert knowledge of the local codes and building conditions. And when you add the industry-leading products and efficiencies of Butler Manufacturing, the choice is even clearer. Local expertise and know-how, worldwide resources and capabilities. When you're ready to build, visit SuedaBuilders.com or call Sueda Builders in Shelbina at 573-588-4079.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group. Defining excellence.
Hi, this is Coach Carper, and on behalf of the Scotland County Tigers, I'd like to say thanks to our coaching staff, cheerleaders, band members, and those who are out there cheering us on, both in the stands and via the broadcast. We love football and the support that we receive from the Scotland County School District, Board of Education, faculty, staff, fellow students, and our community. We stand proud as Scotland County Tigers.
Seacom Incorporated of Bethel, the company behind the scenes, installing buried fiber optic for Sheraton Valley Telephone in Macon and surrounding communities. When it comes to helping provide fiber services, Seacom Incorporated has 25 years of experience in the telephone industry. They remind you to play it safe during the holiday and always check before you dig. Call Seacom Incorporated of Bethel today at 660-284-6234.
We're here on Crest, CentralMoInfo.com, getting ready for some Class 1 District 6 semifinal action. It is top-seeded Scotland County Tigers hosting the 4th-seeded South Shelby Cardinals, and the man in charge of the Scotland County Tigers is Troy Carper. So, Coach, you guys have been on a really white-hot streak, basically, since week number 3, 8 in a row. What's allowed the Tigers to have so much success here, pretty much for the final two-thirds plus season?
I think just growing up and learning from our mistakes. We have some great kids who show up every week and continue to get better. Just learning the system and believing in the system is a big part of it, you know, believing what the coaches are putting in place and just running with it.
What's allowed your defense to have so much success considering the aspect in during that winning streak? The most points you allowed was 21 points.
You know, the first couple of weeks we kind of switched some things up of the season, and I went with the KISS method, just keep it simple, stupid, and went back to the basics and just let our kids stop thinking and just play. And that's helped us a lot, you know, not trying to get too fancy and just let them do their jobs. They know what they're doing and just let them do it. That's helped us a lot.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So let's talk a little bit about your quarterback, Will Fromm, because he's had a heck of a senior season. We were talking to Rob Wilt off the air a little bit, and he says that Will Fromm is probably one of the more accurate quarterbacks he's seen in quite some time. Do you agree with that assessment?
Yeah, Will's a great kid, and he does a great job running our offense. As far as being accurate, yeah, he can throw some balls that a lot of kids, you know, might not be able to throw, and I give credit to him. He spent all summer working on that and spent some time down at the Boot Hill at camp with Coach Nager and some of those guys down there. So he does a great job.
Yeah, Coach Nager being the Valley Catholic head coach. And I know he has a pretty good weapon as well in Matthew Woods. What does he bring?
Matthew, he's a tall kid. He plays out on the edge. Him and Will have a pretty good relationship. They kind of know what's going on, and they give each other their sign, and they do their thing. That's one thing with our offense, to kind of turn them loose and let them do. If they feel like they have an opening, they can take it and run with it. Will finds him and hits. It doesn't matter if Matthew's going across the middle or if we send him deep or just running a simple hitch. They have a connection that does pretty good for us.
Again, Troy Carpers, the Scotland County Tiger coach, showing us here pregame Crest and CentralMoInfo.com. All right, let's talk a little bit about South Shelby, because you guys have been very familiar opponents, especially during this time of year. So Brock Woods had your number for the past couple of years. How do you contain him this go-around?
Well, you lose a lot of sleep getting ready for him, I can tell you that. Yeah, that's a good question. We've worked a lot on pursuit angle, getting to the ball, getting there in a hurry. He's going to break big runs, and that's something we've talked to our kids about all week. He's gonna break a run. He's quick. He's done it all year. So how do we react? That's our big deal. Is how are we going to react? Are we going to, you know, is the first season going to kick in? Are we going to hang our heads? Or are we going to figure out how a way to not let it happen again? And that's one thing that we're working on. And hopefully we can do our jobs, and we'll see what happens at the end of the night.
And what's going to be key to go 9 in a row and get to a district championship?
Just taking care of the ball. You know, watching film. They put the ball on the ground a few times. We put the ball on a few times, ground on a few times. So whoever takes care of the ball and plays clean football, that's a big thing. Penalties, turnovers, that's the name of the game this time of year.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Troy Carper, Scotland County coach, joining us here on CrestCentralMoInfo.com. Coach Carper, we always appreciate the time, and we're glad to be up here in Memphis tonight. Should be a fun one.
Yeah, thanks for coming up, and we'll talk to you at the end of the night.
Yeah, not a problem at all. Kickoff, Scotland County, South Shelby, trip to the Class 1 District 6 title game. It's coming up next on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri has made getting a grip on your finances even easier. Simply download our mobile banking app to your iPhone, iPad, or Android device, and you're ready to manage your accounts, check balances, transfer funds, and pay bills all from the palm of your hand. Visit us online at www.ebnemo.com for more information. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, proudly serving rural America for over 100 years. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Seidenstricker has been providing quality service and support to our customers for 75 years. Preventative maintenance is the key to keeping your equipment running. Right now, sign up for a winter service package by December 1st, and you could win a new John Deere S240 lawn tractor. Can't bring your equipment to the shop? That's okay. We'll come to you. Schedule now for free pickup and delivery within 50 miles of a Seidenstricker location. Visit us online at Seidenstrickers.com.
No purchase necessary. Lawn tractor giveaway sign-up deadline ends 12-1-18. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this Scotland County South Shelby game possible. Salt River Community Care, Heinz Body Shop, LLC, Community State Bank, Harlake Crop, your shelter insurance agent, Shelbina Villa Life Care, Schweda Builders Incorporated, Mike Bowie, your State Farm insurance agent, Heinz Performance Parts, all of Shelbina, the Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and staff of the Scotland County R1 School District, Jay's Foods, both of Memphis, Greening Egan Hayes Funeral Home, serving Macon and Shelby Counties, locations in Shelbina, Clarence, Macon, and New Cambria, O'Loughlin Incorporated of Shelbina, Macon, Marksland, LaBelle, Shelby County R4 School District of Clarence and Shelbina, Clint Chandler, your Farm Bureau insurance agent for Shelby and Monroe Counties, Ricketts Farm Service of Salisbury, Shelbina, and Cairo, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri with locations in Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, and Memphis, GoCom Incorporated of Bethel, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Carrington Hospital, where patients are the priority. Capital Paving and Construction, check them out at capitalmo.com. And Seidenstricker, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. The Moberly Motors will sponsor our halftime. And as we always do, we have the outstanding player of the game after every high school broadcast on regional radio. It's brought to you by Farmers Insurance and Financial Services. Sheriff Freeman Agency for all your insurance need, auto, home, and live. Scotland County has won the toss, and they have elected to receive. They are in their home blue uniforms with red trimming around the white numbers. They also have some new white helmets as well with a chrome blue tiger on their helmets. Meanwhile, South Shelby in their road with white uniforms with the red pants, blue numberings with red trimming around their numbers, and they have the red helmets with the Cardinal logo on that helmet. It's going to be Gage Rainey that's going to kick things off here for South Shelby as they're going to be going left to right on the radio dial. And deep for Scotland County, it is going to be Caden Anders. Glad you could be with us on KRES Moberly and online at CentralMoInfo.com. Winner looking to head to the Class 1 District 6 Championship next week. And Gage Rainey gets this underway. It's a pooch kick that will come to the 25. And on the return, it is going to be Matthew Woods, the wide receiver. He'll get 5 yards on the return. And the Scotland County offense, which is averaging about 37.5 points a game, will take to the field for the first time. Kind of a cool evening here tonight at Scotland County. We're expecting temperatures to reach in the mid-40s to lower 40s. And rain starting to tamper down. Very little wind. So that should not be an issue in this game. On first and 10 from the 34, it's Will Fromm in the shotgun. They will throw to the right side, intended for Caden Anders. We're going to see a lot of passing tonight from this Scotland County offense. And the man in charge of that is Will Fromm. He has 18 passing touchdowns on the season to 7 interceptions. 1,647 yards is what the senior has, and it's 88 for now 185 on the year. They'll go 3 to the left, 1 to the right. Fromm in the gun with Payne just to his right. It's the read option, and Fromm's going to keep it. Tries to rush up the left side, and he's going to be brought down for no gain on the play. It's going to be, looks like Sean Wilkerson that gets the stop for Sal Shelby. The starting offense for Scotland County is we're getting a 3rd and 11 from the 33. It's Fromm at quarterback. Wood, Anders, Triplett, and Long are your wide receivers. Payne is in the backfield. Grant McRobert, Luke Triplett, Brenton Burris, Mason Cleathermas, and Connor Harrison is on the line. 3rd and 11 from the 33 off the left hash mark. Same formation. It's going to be play action. Fromm starts one to the left side of the field, overthrown for the junior Parker Triplett. And in coverage there was David Fenton for Sal Shelby. That is the free safety for the Cardinals. And now we're going to get a fourth down here for Scotland County. We'll talk about some of the keys to the game here in just a moment. But Will Fromm is the punter. And he's going to have to punt it to the All-State returner, Brock Wood. No punt return touchdowns on the season for Mr. Wood. However, he has 4 kickoff return touchdowns. It's a low snap, skips. Fromm picks it up, boots it away to the right side, and this is going to be returned by Daniel Burke. He'll take it up the left side, starting out from his 32, takes it up to the 40. It'll be an 8-yard return for the junior tailback, and now we'll see this South Shelby offense for the first time tonight. It's led by Brock Wood, who was named the Clarence Cannon Player of the Year just last week, and with numbers like 1,713 yards on the ground, 131 yards last week against Knott County. Those get you Conference Player of the Year accolades. He's in the gun, and they are going to go with a read option. This is Burke, and he's going to get trucked for about a 2-yard gain. Charging in on the play is the middle linebacker, Brandon Burris, after a 3-yard gain from Burke. The South Shelby lineup features Brock Wood, the cornerback. Our quarterback, Daniel Burke, is the tailback. Guy Tim Brooks, your fullback. Wyatt Owens, Sean Wilkerson, the receivers. David Fenton, the tight end. Tell you the line in a second. Here's 2nd and 8 from the South Shelby 43. Wood in the gun with 3 in the backfield. Read option. It's going to be Wood on the keeper. And it's 3 Scotland County Tigers that are going to bring him up in the backfield, leading the charge. Grant McRobert, the defensive tackle. It's going to be a loss of 2 on the play. On that line for South Shelby, it is Luke Wootski, Mason Schuler, Justin Ali, Casey Weld, engage Rainey from left to right. It's going to bring up 3rd and 10 for South Shelby. With 10 minutes to go here in the first quarter. They will line up 1 to the right, 2 to the left. Brock Wood in the gun with 6 on the line. Tight end just to the right of the right tackle. Wood on the keeper. Looks to go to the right edge. Has some space. Wood to the 50. Now over to the 40. Gets the edge and coming up from behind and spinning Brock Wood down. What's Matthew Woods? That's going to be a gain of 21 on the play and a first down for the Crest All-Star. Good blocking ahead on the right side by David Fenton and Gage Rainey, which opened up that look and would have plenty of room on the right side to get the first. Now here's a 1st and 10 from the Scotland County 34. Wood on the right hash mark. Trips right, 1 left. In the gun, Wood with the keeper. Takes it up the middle. Plenty of room to run. Brock Wood with some speed trying to shake off 1 Scotland County Tiger who was grabbing the back of his jersey, and that would be Will Fromm. Another first down. Brock Wood gets 12 on the play. So it'll bring up a 1st and 10 here from the Scotland County 20. Wood in the gun with 2 tailbacks, who's left and right. That would be Burke and Timbrook. And it's going to be a direct handoff. Daniel Burke up the middle. Plunges his way for about five on the play. Bumped and bruised around by a prowl full of Tigers. And it'll be a five-yard gain. And it's going to be Payne that gets the stop for Scotland County. We'll line up with one left. Two left now. One right. Wood in the gun with Burke to his right. Second and four from the 14. Wood sends the man in motion to left slot. It's a fake toss. Wood takes it up the middle to the 10. To the 5. Looking for the house. He's got it. Touchdown, South Shelby. Brock Wood, 14 yards. Right down the pipe. And the Cardinals strike first in Memphis. They sent David Fenton, the left slot wide receiver, in motion. And Brock Wood got a couple of the Scotland County Tigers to chase there. It opened up a hole right up the middle. Wood took it, 14 yards, and gets the score. Looks like they're going to go for two here with 8:41 to go here in the first. Wood's in the gun, with trips in the backfield, and it's going to be an option. Wood takes it, spins his hands towards the pylon, and he's got the two-pointer. The fourth-seeded South Shelby Cardinals lead Scotland County 8-0. 8:41 to go in the first quarter on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com.
Are you looking for a bank where customers and the community are the top priority? You'll get that when you bank with Community State Bank. If you're looking to open a checking account, money market account, get a mortgage or commercial loan, stop in and see what their friendly and knowledgeable team can do for you. Community State Bank has locations at 208 North Center Street in Shelbina and 300 East Hazel and Clarence. Or you can visit their website at combankonline.com for information on all the products they offer. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
If you would never lend a buddy your wobble sockets because, well, he really should have his own, then CarQuest is for you. If even your work gloves have calluses, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. CarQuest is for those who really know and care about their car. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
When you want the best parts for your car, see Heinz Performance Parts, your local CarQuest Auto Parts store newly located in downtown Shelbina. Heinz Performance Parts is a proud supporter of all local athletes.
A 14-yard Brockwood touchdown for South Shelby gives him an 8-0 lead. And on the ensuing kickoff, Gage Rainey boots it to the right side and rolls out of bounds at the 16-yard line. And cannot do that in high school football. Our referee tonight is Dave Meisel. And he will bring the ball to the 35-yard line. So the South Shelby defense gets a nice stand here against this Scotland County offense. And this is going to be key tonight. Keep an eye on this. We're going to be looking out for some of the tempo Scotland County is going to try and run throughout the duration. As we were talking to Troy Carper during the pregame, that's going to be one of the things they're going to really keen in on, is bring the tempo up. And it's Payne on the handoff, and it falls on the ground. Payne slipped, and it might be South Shelby ball, and no, they say it's a Scotland County, but it was Jaden Payne and Fromm. Payne actually slipped a little bit off of the snap and kind of mistimed everything a little bit, and when Fromm tried to hand it off, went on the ground. Scotland County, fortunate, it's going to end up being a loss of five on the play. So now here is a second and 13. They'll go four wide, and they'll go with the jet sweep in motion. This is Woods from the left wide receiver, and quick pursuing is the South Shelby Cardinals. It'll be a loss of two, or actually, check that, a gain of two on the play as Matthew Woods gets his first touch tonight. So we'll bring up a third and 11 for the Scotland County Tigers. Two right, one left. Fromm in the gun. Takes a snap. Feels some pressure. Motions left, and now he has to toss it off to Payne. And it's going to be a loss of four on the play. Initial pressure coming in was Luke Wootski. And getting the finish is Justin Ali. And it's going to be a loss of five on the play. And it's going to bring another three and out for Will Fromm and the Scotland County Tigers. And it's going to bring Sal Shelby on the return. Fromm punts it away to the right side. It goes over the head of Daniel Burke, and it's going to be a nice roll. Well-executed punt there by Will Fromm as it's down at the 15-yard line of South Shelby. Let's take a look at that Scotland County defense while they come onto the field. It's Luke Triplett, Grant McRobert, Connor Harrison, and Eli Kiger, the freshmen left to right on the line. Brenton Burris is your middle linebacker with Jaden Payne and Mason Cleathermas on the outside. Matthew Woods, Parker Triplett are your corners. Will Fromm, Hayden Long, who is filling in for the injured Jace Morrow tonight. He is your starting safety. On first and 10 from the 15, it's Brock Wood in the gun once again with Burke to his left on the read option. Burke takes it, motions right, and then he'll be tripped up. Awaiting was Brent Burris. He'll get the credit for the tackle, and it'll be no gain on the play for Daniel Burke. For those just joining us, it is an 8-0 lead for South Shelby. 14-yard run by Brock Wood and a 2-point conversion. 8:41 in the first quarter. They will go on 2nd and 11 and one left, one right, and it's going to be a direct snap to Wood. He escapes one tackle, takes it to the 33, and then he'll be jabbed out of bounds by the freshman. As long, it'll be a 14-yard pickup for the senior Brock Wood and another South Shelby first down. So Wood already has a total 50 yards on 5 carries. So ball will be placed now here on the right hash mark of the 35-yard line for Sal Shelby. Again, they're going left to right on your radio dial here on the Superstation. In the wing tee, it's going to be Wood. Takes the snap, reads, and it's going to be a handoff to Burke, who's the tailback, and he's got 5 Tigers in on him, and the play is going to get blown dead after about a 2-yard gain for the junior Burke. Hit along. And Brent Burris on the top for Scotland County. So, obviously, the big thing if you're the Scotland County defense is find a way to stop Brock Wood. And I think they'll make adjustments accordingly, and now we're going to get a flag on the play right before the snap. I think there was a little bit of movement on the South Shelby offensive line, and it's actually going to be offside on South Shelby. I think Rob Wilt, the offensive coordinator and head coach, wants to get a explanation. They say, yeah, it was offside. They did not line up properly. So that will move South Shelby back 5 yards. But to finish that point, someone more than Brock Wood is going to have to find a way to solve Scotland County's defense. Here's Wood on 2nd and 11, and he's got 4 Tigers jammed in on him. Hayden Long bear hugged him, the freshman, for a loss of gain of two on the play. Slammed him down right at about the 36, and it's going to bring up a 3rd and 9 after Wood's 2-yard gain. For what it's worth, Sal Shelby has only passed 68 times on this 2018 season. On 3rd and 9, will they go that route? They have 3 receivers lined up. Now a man in motion. It's Burke, and I think we're going to get another offside on Sal Shelby as it'll actually be a false start on Sal Shelby. And I'll move them back 5 yards. From this vantage point here, we're about situated at the 47-yard line here tonight at Scotland County. Looks like they may have been offside just a hair, but nevertheless, it's going to be a 5-yard penalty by South Shelby either way. So we'll bring up 3rd and 14. One left, 2 to the right. Ball placed at the 31. Wood in the gun. No one behind him. It's a high snap. Wood will keep it. Takes it up the middle. Escapes one tackle, trying to escape another, and Brock Wood powers his way all the way to the first down. A missed tackle by Scotland County at about the 40. They get all the way to the 46, pick up of 11, and the Crest All-Star has the first down for South Shelby. That was one thing Troy Carper mentioned off air, was they're going to have to find a way to get Wood quickly down to the ground and finish the tackles. And that was not a prime example of that right there. Here's a first and 10 from their own 46. Wood takes it again. This time, the Scotland County defense quickly wraps him up, but it's another six-yard pickup for Mr. Wood. And gets into Scotland County territory. Now it looks like Sal Shelby trying to go a little up-tempo here on second and four. 18 seconds to go on the play clock. 3:54 to go on the game clock in the first quarter. Wood in the gun with Burke. Tries to go hard count. Scotland County doesn't bait. Trying to see if they can determine there's some sort of blitz. Doesn't appear to be the case. They'll go to Burke. Running back draw up the right side. Walks down the right hash marks, and he'll get the first down for a five-yard gain. Jaden Payne will meet him up. Luther miss also on the stop for Scotland County. Burke, 25 yards on the ground. Here's a first and 10 now from the 43. We'll go two right here. No one on the left. And now in man in motion, it's Wyatt Owens, the freshman. Wood up the middle. Flag flies in from the backfield, and Wood's going to get stopped near the first down marker. We'll wait and see what the call is, but based on where the flag was deployed, it will be a hold on Sal Shelby, as it's usually indicated when the flag is thrown in the backfield. So the foul took place probably about 2 yards ahead of the line of scrimmage, so it should be about second in about 18, I would imagine. And it appears that is going to be the case. So it'll be second and 18, and now Sal Shelby is back in their own territory on their own 48. They'll need to get to the Scotland County 34 to get the first. Clock starts to run. And in the gun, it's Wood once again. They got a receiver on each side. Wood on the keeper, has a lead blocker in Burke. Trying to get it, and let's see, turned up field. He'll get about six on the play. It'll be Alex Long, the freshman backup cornerback, that gets the stop for the Scotland County Tigers, and it'll bring up a second and 13. One receiver to the right. They're going to go two to the left. Burke is in the left slot. Wood in the gun with Timbrook to his right. Now it's Burke. Man in motion. Wood on the keeper. Makes one man miss. And he'll pick up about six on the play. And it's going to be Graham McRobert and Eli Kiger, the two Tigers that stop Wood. And it'll bring up a third and six. So they're going to go one to the right. All the way to the right side is David Fenton. One receiver left and two in the backfield. Wood in the gun once again. And now it's going to be a read. It's going to be Guy Timbrook on the handoff. And Timbrook coming in with a full head of steam, using that 6'3", lanky 180-pound body to bully his way for a South Shelby first down. Timbrook was a wide receiver slash tight end for this South Shelby Cardinal team, with the likes of Cody McKenzie and Dylan Threkold having the obligations of being in the backfield. But with those two graduated, it opened up a spot for Timbrook to get a little more involved in the offensive side, and he's been utilized a lot here for the Cardinals this season, and Brock Wood's going to get a handoff for about a two-yard gain. Already with 81 yards is Brock Wood, and it'll bring up a second and 8 minute to go here in the first quarter. Ball's on the 27. South Shelby looking to extend their one-possession lead. They lead 8-0. One to the right, two in back. Now man in motion to flex out to the right side, and it's going to be Burke on the handoff. Makes a couple people miss, has the first down, and now an extra Tiger comes in. Football has deemed to try and get Burke down, and that was a hard earned 7 yards for Burke, and gets the first for South Shelby. They get into the red zone. Will this be the final play of the first quarter? Wood in the gun. Two in the backfield. Wyatt Owens to the right. Wilkerson to the left as your receivers. Wood with the snap. Another read option. It's a keeper for Burke. And he gets a nice little leaning run on there and going low and trying to bring him down as Will Fromm. He does, but it's another 4 yard gain. And that's how the first quarter is going to come to a conclusion. The four-seeded South Shelby Cardinals leading the top-seeded Scotland County Tigers 8-0 here in Memphis after one quarter of play on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Have big plans coming up? Getting ready for a holiday party or just need to get your weekly shopping done? Jay's Foods of Memphis is the place to get stocked up on all your groceries for any occasion. Jay's Foods of Memphis is a proud supporter of the Memphis community and encourages everyone to get out and help support the community in which you live. Jay's Foods of Memphis is open daily from 7 till 9. Stop in, stock up, and show your pride by proudly supporting your community and the area athletes.
Your voice lets them know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find an agent at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
For details, see Harley Crop in Shelbina.
Getting ready for a start of the second quarter between Scotland County and South Shelby. This is the Class 1 District 6 semifinal here up in Memphis, Missouri. The winner is going to take on either West Rand or Mark Twain, as that's taking place in Huntsville tonight. That's a 2-3 matchup in that district. In the gun, it is Brock Wood for the South Shelby Cardinals, and took some long strides to try and accelerate pretty quickly. It's known to accelerate pretty quickly, getting 4 silver medals in this past year's state track championship. All in one day, we might have. We'll touch up on that in a second. Here's a 3rd and 4. Wood will pick up 2 on the run. They'll line up 2 to the left, 1 to the right. Wood in the gun, empty backfield. Takes a snap on 3rd and 4. Wood takes it to the right side, and Scotland County reads it beautifully. It's Brandon Burris that comes in, and it's going to be no gain on the play. A big 4th down coming up for South Shelby and Scotland County. They've been taking their time, moving their way down the field. And now, biggest play in this game so far from a defensive standpoint for Scotland County. 4th and 2 from the 10. 1 receiver left. That is David Fenton. They got Wyatt Owens in the slot. In the gun, Wood with 2 receivers. And it's going to be a draw. It's going to be Guy Timbrook. It's going to be close. They needed to get 2. And the side judges say, hold on 1 second. They're going to mark it. And our referee, Dave Meisel, says 1st down. The drive stays alive for South Shelby. 1st and goal from the 8. And the gun, Wood, once again. 2 receivers to the left. Wood gets the snap. Looks right. Now takes it up in the middle. Scotland County meets him up again. It looked like a run pass option there for Brock Woods. He looked right. Tried to see if he could motion the defense to open up a hole, but the Tigers defense was not having any bit of it. He does pick up 1 on the play. And so now here is a 2nd and goal from the 7. South Shelby leads 8-0. Creed to the left, 1 to the right, Wood in the gun with Burke to his right. Wood on the snap. Read option. Burke to the left side has some space, and the Tigers seal him off. No gain on the play, leading the charge, Alex Long and Jaden Payne. Third down coming up. Now Shelby gets their offensive personnel aligned here on third and goal from the 7. Two right, in the gun, Wood. One receiver, two to left, that's Wyatt Owens. Here's the snap from Wood. Looks right, takes it up the middle, Scotland County comes up with it. A beautiful stop on the play there by Grant McRobert. And once again, the Tigers get Sal Shelby into a fourth down situation. And now, the biggest play of this drive. Once again, fourth and goal from the 6. Two left, one right. Wood in the gun with Timber to his right. From the left hash mark, Wood takes the snap. Finds some space to the right. Has to get to the end zone. It stretches for the pylon. Does he have it? You betcha. Touchdown, Sal Shelby. Brock Wood, second of the game, makes it 14-0 Cardinals. How about the push from the offensive line on the right side? Credit Kaysen Wilk, Gage Rainey, and also Justin Ali, as a matter of fact. They got a good jump on that. They're not the biggest line, but they had to be physical, and that's something that Rob Wilk has talked about throughout the past few games. If they were wanting to get into these contests, was they were going to have to be physical. That was Exhibit A on that. Here's the two-point try. Wood with the fake read. Now will spin his way into the end zone. Two-point is successful. And with that, Sal Shelby takes a 16-0 lead over Scotland County. You're listening to High School Football on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
We plan our marriage. We plan our retirement. We even plan our vacation. However, most of us don't plan our own funeral arrangements. This is Corey Egan. By not planning, that burden falls to your family. At Green and Egan Hayes Funeral Home, we can assist you in pre-planning of your funeral service. You can trust the staff at Green and Egan Hayes Funeral Home to advise and guide you through the process while lessening your family's burden in the future. Green and Egan Hayes Funeral Home serving Macon and Shelby counties with locations in Shelbina, Clarence, Macon, and New Cambria.
At Hines Body Shop in Shelbina, we do more than collision repair. We're specialists in the total repair of your vehicle. This is Steve Hines. In other words, trust us to repair problems to your vehicle due to the normal wear and tear of everyday driving. Count on Hines Body Shop for your light mechanical repair, exhaust and brake work, air conditioning repair, tire balancing, computerized wheel alignment, as well as frame and suspension work. You'll always receive quality automotive service and repair at Hines Body Shop in Shelbina. After all, you're driving home our reputation.
Sal Shelby on the kickoff, and on the return, it's going to be Matthew Woods as the Cardinals lead the Scotland County Tigers 16-0 on the road. Again, this is a 1-4 matchup here in this district semifinal. The Tigers collected the number one seed in this district with a win over Westrand in week number 6. Both these teams, both Scotland County and Westrand, were 7-2 coming in, but the head-to-head tiebreaker went to Scotland County because of their win, so therefore they got the top speed in this district and this matchup against Sal Shelby. Westrand's taking on Mark Twain tonight. The two winners will meet in the district championship game next week. Fromm on first down, a little bit overthrown for Hayden Anders, and they're trying to go with a quick out route to the right. Looks like Anders wasn't quite ready to get that. Will Fromm. Only one completion. It was actually a toss because Sal Shelby had some pressure and ended up being a 3-yard loss. Scotland County offense has not gotten anything going. Now they'll try and pitch to the left side. Here is Jaden Payne. Sal Shelby defense quickly pursues, and it got stripped there for a second. And now we got a Tiger down and now slowly getting back up. Taking a pretty good look here was Jaden Payne. And that's going to be a loss of 3 on the play. And so we'll get a third down coming up. Third and 12, Scotland County trying to get something going offensively. South Shelby has definitely won the time of possession, and their defense has been all in the backfield. It's a high snap. Fromm has a little bit of time, trying to step into one, taking the deep shot. Maybe a little bit underthrow, but it's caught! Coming back on the play is Alex Long, and he takes it to the house for a Tiger touchdown! Will Fromm to the freshman, Alex Long. 64 yards on the play. And the Tigers are right back in it. Plenty of time. Credit the offensive protection on the play. It left Alex Long open. It looked like it was going to be a little bit of an underthrown ball, and Wyatt Owens was trying to come in and grab it, and now they're going to go with a quick toss to the left side for the two-pointer for Matthew Woods. But to finish that point there really quick, Long came back to it, made the catch, and took it to the house. Scotland County back in at 16-8. South Shelby still leads on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com.
Jen, I got Phil on the line, and he needs the entire Millbrook account emailed to him. Stat.
Sure.
Well, get on it. He needs...
He already has it.
If he already had the files, he wouldn't be on the phone telling me...
Thanks, tell Jen I owe her.
Wait, what? You have it?
Yep, gotta run.
I'm not even gonna ask how you did that.
With speed so fast, you'll think your employees are using telepathy. Help your business take a step forward with Sheraton Valley's advanced solutions. Get a free quote for your business at cvalley.net. Sheraton Valley, we mean business.
The Board of Education Administration, faculty, and staff of the Shelby County R4 School District of Clarence and Shelbina are proud of their students and the dedication they demonstrate in everything they do. Cardinals, everyone in the South Shelby District wants you to know that they are with you every step of the way. The hard work and determination you exhibit during practice and in the classroom will show in all that you do. The Shelby County R4 School District of Clarence and Shelbina are proud of the Cardinals and wish them all the best.
Farmers, winter annual weeds have germinated and are on their way to making your fields a mess next spring. Now is the time to knock down these weeds with a fall herbicide application from Ricketts Farm Service. Next spring, your fields will warm up and dry out faster and are clean and ready to go for planting. At Ricketts Farm Service, we can include fall applied herbicides with your fall fertilizer pass for even more efficiency. Call Ricketts Farm Service in Cairo, Salisbury, or Shelbina for your fall applied herbicides today.
On the kickoff, it was a return for South Shelby. The ball ended up on the ground, and afterwards, there's a penalty on the play, and they're now just trying to get this figured out. It looks like they're going to re-kick it, perhaps, all things considered. Scotland County fans are not too thrilled because they thought they had a fumble recovery and were going to get the ball back, but instead they got to re-kick it. There's no indication what the penalty was. Looks like it might have been a procedure violation. That's probably why they're re-kicking. And so now Scotland County is going to line up again. We might get an onside kick here the way things are lined up. And now here it comes. Fromm on the roll, and it's going to be recovered by South Shelby. They gave it a look, and Fromm with a decent look on the onside kick, but it's going to be recovered by Dylan Durbin for South Shelby. So now they're going to get some good field position. They'll be starting out on the South Shelby 49, 7:23 to go here in the half. They went with the kickoff, but then it ended up being an onside kick to the right side. And Scotland kind of trying to get the recovery, couldn't. So here's the first and 10. South Shelby leads 16-8. And it's going to be handoff to Burke right up the middle. And Scotland County's defense will double team him. Jaden Payne coming in with a full head of steam. 4-yard pickup. So Burke now with a total of 42 yards. Here is a second and seven. In the gun once again. Wood with two in the backfield. He'll fake the read. Wood with the keeper. And this time, he's not going to escape the arms of Caden Anders, the sophomore. Bear hugging him around the waist and spun him down for a loss of five. So I'll bring up a third and 10 here for the South Shelby Cardinals as they're now at the 49. Have to get to Scotland County 42 to get the first. Wood in the gun, trips left. No one to the right, off the left hash mark from his own 49. Wood reads, goes to the right, feels some pressure, has two Tigers. Gets by two of them, now looks for a pass down the field for Tim Brook, and he was double covered. Beautiful execution by the Tiger defense. They got pressure on the left side, had Wood flushed out, tried to find Tim Brook, and he was double covered down the field, and it's going to bring up fourth and 10 here. That's the first pass by Snell Shelby in this game as well. And what will they do here on fourth and 10? Will they go for it, or are we going to get a little pooch punt? Daniel Burke is the punter for South Shelby, and he is lined up as the quarterback as well. He has done this as well. Burke, punt, draws to the left. Grabbing on the return is Matthew Woods, and Brock Wood will bring him down at about the 20 after the net return of about 2 yards. Good punt there by Burke, tailing it towards the left side of the field and didn't allow Matthew Woods to get much room in order to run. So aside for the big play for Scotland County, their offense has had a hard time getting going. And again, on their last drive, it was a 67-yard touchdown pass from Will Throng to Alex Long, which got the Tigers back in this game. Here's a first and 10 from the 21. Fromm on the read. Flag flies in. It's going to get shut down as they were going to go to the handoff on Payne. And it is a procedure violation on the Tigers. And it'll bring up a first and 15 now. Seen a decent amount of run pass options tonight from this Scotland County offense when they've had the ball. And we mentioned, they're going to try and go up tempo. They don't mind if they lose the time of possession to South Shelby and see if they can run them out via the speed. Here is a first and 15. Scotland County checks. Three to the right. Showing blitz is the Cardinals. They'll bring it. Fromm on the snap. Trying to find Woods. He had one-on-one coverage on the left side and in and out of his hand. Wood was on the coverage for South Shelby, and it's going to bring up a third and 15. That's something we'll see with the Scotland County team as well. Will Fromm has great communication with the offensive coordinator, Kyle Ellison, and he doesn't have quite the full authority to check out of plays, but I would say about 8 times out of 10, he's got the okay to check out of a play if he sees something he really likes. That's how much confidence the Scotland County coaching staff has in the senior quarterback. He's got a second and 15, looking for a wide receiver screen. Now we'll dump it off near side. It'll be Parker Triplett, and it's going to be an incomplete pass. It looked like it short hopped on Triplett as he was at the 20. May have been a good thing if Triplett didn't catch that, because there are three Cardinals there about ready to go bang bang right there, and may have been a loose ball. And we're going to get a third and 15 now off the incompletion. So now from 2 for 7 passing in this game. Here is a third and 15 from the 15. Jet sweep to the left side. Looking deep. On the wheel route is Jaden Payne. And they try to find Matthew Woods, who had a small step on Brock Wood, but Wood used his speed. Was pretty much almost toe-to-toe and a little bit overthrown for Woods, and it's going to bring up the fourth and 15 now for the Tigers. 5:35 to go here in the second quarter. 16-8, South Shelby leads Scotland will get either West Strand or Mark Twain in the district championship. Class 1 District 6 next Friday. Scott County wins. They're hosting. South Shelby were to win. They're traveling to the winner. Boots it to the right side from his own 4. Gets a decent roll. Gets another hop. And it's going to be rolled out of bounds at the South Shelby 45-yard line. And that will be a net punt of about 46 yards. Well done there by the senior prom. So the Cardinals have scored on their lone two possessions. They were two of the three possessions, I beg your pardon. And this is their fourth drive of this half. They got a pair of touchdowns with Wood, and they also punted away on their last. Now Daniel Burke on the left line of motion, and they're going to toss it to the freshman Wyatt Owens on first and 10. Wyatt Owens is going to get slammed to the ground. Caden Anders all over the field for Scotland County. He's kind of backup safety and linebacker for Scotland County. He's already made two big plays here in this half. And Owens's first touch is going to be no gain. Maybe about a loss of half a yard. Second and 11 from the 44 of South Shelby. They will go trips right. Wood in the gun with one left. On the read, Wood takes it up the middle. Has some blockers. Brock Wood gets near the first down marker. As a matter of fact, he's about 2 yards short. Not as close as I anticipated, but he still gets 8 on the play. And it's going to be Jaden Payne. Brings up a 3rd and 2. Brock Wood, 17 touches, 95 yards unofficially in this first half of a pair of touchdowns. That's good on your fantasy football lineup 9 times out of 10. But we don't do fantasy football in high school football. It's not allowed. Here's a 3rd and 4. Here's Wood again. Has some space and a very important tackle there by Branson Burris. Brock Wood did get the first down there, but it could have been a lot larger if Burris was not there for Scotland County. As Wood had nothing but the field of dreams ahead of him. So it'll bring up a 1st and 10 now for South Shelby on Scotland County 40 from the right hash mark. Wood on the snap, read option. He keeps it. Wood up the middle. Comes to the right side. Brock Wood makes multiple people miss. He's going down the sideline. Has the edge. Does he have the end zone? He does not. He made one man beat, but the Stijet said he stepped out of bounds at the 4-yard line. Otherwise, that would have been the hat trick for Wood. And that's going to be a 39-yard pickup for Wood. So it'll be 1st and goal from the 4. South Shelby trying to extend their lead. They're going to interchange in the backfield. Burke and Timbrook. Wood still in the gun with 2 left, 1 right. He takes a snap. And it's going to be Timbrook on the handoff. Scotland County says you're going to have no gain on that and like it. Eli Kiger on the stop for Scotland County. 2nd and 5. They will go 1 to the right, 1 to the left. 1 to the gun with Daniel Burke to his right. Tim Brook lined up behind the left tight end. Wood sends Tim Brook in motion, and it's going to be Burke on the left side. And read beautifully there by the Tiger defense. And we're going to get a 3rd and goal from about the 2. Does Brock Wood get this here on 3rd and 3? 2:40 to go in the half. 16-8, South Shelby. From the right hash mark, Wood in the gun with Burke to his left. 2 receivers, 1 left, 1 right. Wood gets the call. 5 seconds on the play clock. Has to get it off. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and Rob Will calls a timeout. A little miscommunication by the South Shelby offense on what they wanted to run on third and goal. Very important you don't take a penalty there either. I like the timeout called by the South Shelby Cardinals coach Rob Will. So now they have two remaining. And I think head coach Troy Carper, who runs the defense for the Scotland County team, wants to talk things over as well. So far tonight for Brock Wood, he has 138 yards on 19 touches unofficially. We mentioned earlier that he set a career high last week in rushing yards, 331 against Knox County. And he was a little surprised he actually got the Clarence Cannon Player of the Year. South Shelby didn't fare that well in the conference this season, only 2-5, which is good enough for sixth place. But the Clarence Cannon coaches thought he was a very valuable part to this South Shelby team, and they may very well not be in this situation right now if it were not for Brock Wood, and he is certainly deserved of that honor. Here's a third and three, and speaking of the man, he's going to try and get to the end zone. He's near the goal line, and he'll be brought up short. Fourth and goal from the one. This is where the battle of the trenches gets to its finest. Fourth and goal from the Scotland County one. Can the Tigers get a stop? They need a stop. Two left, one right. Wood in the gun with Burke to his right. Here's the snap. Wood on the keeper, looking for the end zone. He's got it. Touchdown, South Shelby. Brock Wood's third of the game stretches it out to 22-8, pending the two-point try. They ran basically the exact same play with Wood. And they ran right behind the right guard, Kaysen Wilt, who picked up second-team Clarence Cannon honors. On the offensive line, here comes the two-point conversion attempt. They will go two right, one left. Wood in the gun with Timbrook to his right, and this is going to be Timbrook, and he's going to be spun down shy of the goal line, and it's unsuccessful. South Shelby takes a 22-8 lead. Minute 29 to go in the half on Crescent, CentralMoInfo.com.
O'Loughlin Incorporated, with facilities in Macon, Marceline, Shelbina, and LaBelle, is a family-owned and operated business since 1950. O'Loughlin Incorporated handles rock, sand, and ready-mix concrete. They also offer bulk hauling in dump trucks or van trailers, plus provide paving supplies in bulk pneumatics. But their services don't stop there. O'Loughlin Incorporated also provides lime hauling and VRT spreading services. For more information, call an O'Loughlin location near you in Macon, Marceline, Shelbina, and LaBelle.
If you're looking for a great car insurance buy, check with State Farm agent Mike Foey in Shelbina. Good car insurance value is where it's always been, at State Farm. For years, State Farm has been known for low rates and outstanding service. That's why so many drivers go to State Farm and Mike Foey in Shelbina and stick with them year after year. Ask your neighbors about the low rates, reliable insurance protection, and unbeatable service they get from State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Yeah. 22-8, South Shelby with the lead. And on the kickoff, it's Gage Rainey. It's going to roll out of bounds on the right side. No, it's now actually picked up by Jaden Payne, and they say it's actually out of bounds, so they will start out here on the 35-yard line. Coming up is the Moberly Motors Halftime Report. Austin Ward is going to have the highlights from our three games this evening. We got Macon Lathrop over on the Canton in Moberly, Mexico on Glory 97 tonight. You'll hear highlights from those. Get some of the first half scores from other games in district semifinal week. And we'll also obviously have the highlights of our game tonight. South Shelby leads 22-8. Again, they come in as the four seed in this district. They're leading top seed Scotland County Tigers. who have won eight straight coming into tonight. Here's a first and 10 for Fromm. They'll dump it off to Payne off the halfback screen. Payne's got some space. Makes it to the 50. Now to the 40. Trying to get to the 35. And can he get out of bounds? And he lunges 40 out of bounds. It's going to stop the clock. But how about that? The dump off to Jaden Payne gets all the way to the 30. And it's going to be about a 33-yard pickup for Jaden Payne. Clock has not started yet. And now Fromm. They'll go up-tempo to the right side. Tries to find Alex Long. Makes a man miss. It's caught by Long, and he'll stay in bounds. And we'll get a timeout called by Scotland County as they're quickly moving down the field. South Shelby is going to get the ball here for the start of the second half. So this is imperative for the Tigers to try and score on the player. No, they did not call timeout. Looked like they did, and it'll go no huddle. Fromm on the snap. Feels some pressure. Makes one man miss. Now makes two miss. Fromm trying to get a lead blocker. Takes it to the 10. Now to the 5. Can he get it to the house? He will be brought up just shy. There was nothing there for Will Fromm, but he managed to get all the way down to the 4-yard line against 14 on the going quickly up-tempo on Fromm's first rush. Four wide. Clock starts to run, and now we get a timeout called by South Shelby. Troy Carper warned us they were going to try and go up-tempo a couple times in this game to see if they can get South Shelby's defense on their heels, and boy, did it work with key. They got a 35-yard dump off to Jaden Payne, and then Fromm was looking to go to the end zone. Nothing there. Had his receivers go block, and he picked up 24, and now Scotland County is on the South Shelby 3 with 43 seconds to go in the half. And with a touchdown and a two-point try, they can make this only a six-point game. So South Shelby has one timeout remaining. Scotland County has all three. And the Tigers won the toss and wanted to receive the opening kickoff. So that's why South Shelby gets the ball to start the second half. So Fromm has three completions for a total of 99 yards. One of those was a minus three on the play. Here's a first and goal. Scotland County threatening to make this a one-score game. They'll go four wide. Under center is Fromm with Payne in the backfield, and we get a flag on a play. It's going to be a false start on Scotland. Or it's going to be offside on South Shelby. It'll be half the distance, so it'll be on the 1.5-yard line now. Looked like there might have been a little movement on the Scotland County side. But it was not called. Referees saw it differently. Second down. And now we get another flag. And this is going to be a false start on Scotland County. It's another offside on South Shelby. So back-to-back offside calls. Fortunately for the Cardinals, it's half the distance. But doesn't make life easier. So now it's going to be on the 3/4-yard line with your basic map. And under center, Fromm again with four wide. What will they do? It's a keeper. Tries to get the push to the end zone. He's got it. Touchdown, Scotland County. 22-14. They're right back in it. Good push by the offensive line of Scotland County. That's Grant McRobert, Luke Triplett, Branton Burris, Mason Cleather missing, Connor Harrison, the starting five on the line. Fromm stretched his two paws and got it into the end zone. Now another two-point try, and this is important because it's an eight-point game right now. A two-point try can make it six. Fromm, a little bit of motion, but they let it go. A little toss and open as Parker Triplett on the near byline. It's good. 22-16. South Shelby still leading on Crescent. CentralMoInfo.com.
Have big plans coming up? Getting ready for a holiday party or just need to get your weekly shopping done? Jay's Foods of Memphis is the place to get stocked up on all your groceries for any occasion. Jay's Foods of Memphis is a proud supporter of the Memphis community and encourages everyone to get out and help support the community in which you live. Jay's Foods of Memphis is open daily from 7 till 9. Stop in, stock up, and show your pride by proudly supporting your community and the area athletes.
We asked Gina Fox what she likes most at Salt River Community Care in Shelbina.
That's not too hard a question, but I like most everything. I enjoy the activities they have. I enjoy the exercise class that we go to. Can't leave bingo out. We always have fun at bingo, and then on Tuesday we have popcorn, so that's an added attraction. I'm just happy here.
Residents live life to the fullest at Salt River Community Care in Shelbina. View saltrivercommunitycare.com.
It is going to be Scotland County kicking off. Will Fromm with the one-yard touchdown run and passing it to Parker Triplett on the two-point try to get the Tigers within six. Now we're going to get a whistle on the ensuing kickoff. It might be another offside on Scotland County on the kickoff. Now we're getting a side judges are communicating, and they say it's going to be a all-star on Scotland County. It's the umpire that got to make the call this go-around. So they'll move the Tigers back to the 35, and they'll do it again. Brockwood is deep for South Shelby. I think we're seeing a lot, or actually, no, Daniel Burke is deep for South Shelby. Check that. Wood is planted at the 33-yard line right now. Now he motions to the right. And now they'll kick it off. Fromm goes deep. Who will return it? It will be Burke on the return for South Shelby to the 20. Now it has some steam over to about the 38, and then he'll be sealed out to the Scotland County edge. 33.3 seconds to go in the half. See what South Shelby wants to do here. They lead 22-16. The most points Scotland County has allowed in this eight-game stretch is 21 points in a game. They've already allowed 22 tonight. Looks like South Shelby is going to go for it, or at least make it interesting. First and 10 from the 35. They'll go four wide with Wood in the gun. Takes a snap. It's going to be a pass. Now Wood checks out of it, takes the run. Wood has the first down, gets up to about the 16, or he's got a 16-yard gain, I should say, gets to the Scotland County 49. So the clock will stop, 25.9 seconds to go in the half. Two left, one right, Wood and the gun once again. And here is the snap. Wood with the keeper. Two Tigers will bring him down for about a two-yard gain. It's going to be Payne. And now we're going to get a Scotland County, or no, a South Shelby timeout, I should say. Anders and Payne on the tackle for South Shelby. And unless the Cardinals can break one here, this will probably be the last play of this could be the last play of the first half, I should say, if they do not get the first down. Clock will stop if they get the first. They have to get to the 41-yard line in order for that to happen. But then they're going to have to quickly spike the ball. They want to stop that clock. So South Shelby's out of timeouts for the first half. Meanwhile, the Tigers still have all three of theirs intact. Again, Austin Ward has your Moberly Motors halftime show coming up on KRES Moberly and CentralMoInfo.com as we're approaching 8 o'clock here in mid-Missouri. You're listening to high school football on the Superstation with Scotland County taking on South Shelby. And now in the gun, here is Wood. One left, one right, takes a snap. And now he'll motion to the right, and now they'll come to the back. Wood to the left side, looking deep, a little bit under throw, and it's going to be picked off on the play by Alex Long, and that will likely be the end of the half. There's probably about a good 7 seconds that didn't start on the clock, and I think the referees are going to talk it over now. The clock says 10.7, but in all likelihood, it's going to be probably no more than 3 seconds as the clock didn't start on time. And they're going to say an ineligible man downfield. Penalty is going to be declined. And it's going to be first and 10, Schuyler County. So they're going to say it's a... So they'll decline the penalty, or Scotland County, I should say, not Schuyler. And it is going to be first and 10 here. Probably going to be a quick kneel down for Scotland County. It looks like they're going to go into that. It's a 22-16 lead for the South Shelby Cardinals. And that is going to wrap up the first half. A very eventful one, to say the least, as the Cardinals lead 22-16. The four-seeded South Shelby Cardinals lead over the top-seeded Scotland County Tigers. Coming up next on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com, it is the Moberly Motors Halftime Report. Austin Ward will be coming your way in just a moment on 104.7.
In small communities, there are no strangers. Neighbors help families in their most distressing time of need. That best describes the entire staff at Green Egan Hayes Funeral Home. This is Corey again. Since 1952, Green Egan Hayes Funeral Home has been family-owned and operated. Our family has always strived to lessen the burden of each family loss while guiding them through the arrangement to honor their loved one. Green Egan Hayes Funeral Home, serving Macon and Shelby counties with locations in Shavina, Clarence, Macon, and New Cambria.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
When you move into an assisted living facility, you expect professional care. You also expect a timely response to your call light when you need assistance. At Shelbana Villa Life Care in Shelbana, your care is our priority, and regarding to call light responses, we have a 9-second average response time. This is Paula Lowe. When the time is right, I invite you to visit Shelbana Villa Life Care in Shelbana. It's an option 2 assisted living facility, and it's the next best thing to home. ViewShelbinaVilla.com.
And now we are joined by our listeners on Superstation Crest. We're going over the scores right now with what we have on Glory Moberly all over Mexico, 40-0. Southern Boone over Winfield at 10-0 in the half. The other half of that district, Class 3, District 4. Class 1, District 5. Fayette all over Slater, 44-0. That was a second quarter score. And at the half, Sweet Springs over Tipton, 12-0. Class 1, District 6 on Cress, 22-16. South Shelby, the lead over Scotland County. And Westrand, a 26-0 lead over Mark Twain in the second quarter. Class 1, District 8, a first quarter score. Milan, 7, Penny, nothing. And Marceline at 12-0 over Gallatin in the second quarter. Class 2, District 5, a second quarter score. Blair Oaks, 35, Tolton, nothing. And North Callaway, 6, South Callaway, nothing in the first quarter. Class 2, District 6, Monroe City, 20, Bowling Green to 6 in the second quarter. Clark County over Palmyra, 18-0, also in the second quarter. Class 2, District 8 on Kirk, we've got 7-7 at halftime in the Macon-Lathrop game. And Lawson over Lexington, 7-0. Class 3, District 8, second quarter score, Maryville over Chillicothe, 12-0. And a first quarter score, Savannah over Kansas City, St. Pius X, 6-0. Class 4, District 4, Fort Zumwalt East a 14-0 lead over St. Louis Priory in the first quarter. And Hannibal 14-0 over Westminster, that also a second quarter score. Class 4, District 5, Helias and Camdenton tied at 14 in the second quarter. And St. Francis Borgia, a 7-0 lead over Rolla in the second quarter. Class 5, District 4, Timberland 7-3 over Smith Cotton in the second quarter. And Holt over Battle 21-14, that's a first quarter score. Class 6, District 2, Francis Howell over Rockbridge 7-3 in the second quarter. And Blue Springs South over Blue Springs 14-0, also a second quarter score. Eight-man football, District 3, Pattonsburg all over North Shelby 24-0, that was a first quarter score. And a good game in the other half. Southwest Livingston came out to a 14-0 lead, but King City responded with 14 of their own. So that game, a first quarter score, 14-14. That is the area scores for the area. We will send it back out to Ben Wittenstein on Kirk. And we will also send it to a one-minute break on Cress, and we'll be back on Cress with highlights from your games.
For 75 years, Moberly Motors has been driven by tradition, and that tradition continues with the 100% completion of our brand new facility and with the introduction of our brand new website. MoberlyMotors.com now makes it easier than ever to search hundreds of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, Rams, and pre-owned vehicles, schedule service, get credit pre-approved online, and much more. It's just another way Moberly Motors is making car buying easier while still saving you money. So don't just take our word for it. Do a simple Google search and you'll see for yourself. Facebook 4.5 stars out of 5. Google 4.6 stars out of 5. Car Gurus 5 stars out of 5. Cars.com 4.6 stars out of 5. Dealer Raider 4.9 stars out of 5. And the list goes on. Come visit the all-new Moberly Motors today on North Morley Street in Moberly and see what all the buzz is about. And check out our brand new website at MoberlyMotors.com.
Back on Superstation Crest, taking a look at highlights. First, starting with highlights of the game, you're listening to a good one between South Shelby and Scotland County. It was South Shelby first with 8:41 to go in the first quarter. They were the first on the board.
Wood sends a man in motion in the left slot. It's a fake toss. Wood takes it up the middle to the 10, to the 5, looking for the house. He's got it. Touchdown, South Shelby. Brock Wood, 14 yards, right down the pipe. And the Cardinals strike first in Memphis.
And with 8:34 to go in the second quarter, it was Brock Wood again.
Fourth and goal from the 6. Two left, one right. Wood in the gun with Timber to his right. From the left hash mark, Wood takes the snap, finds some space to the right, has to get to the end zone, stretches for the pylon. Does he have it? You betcha! Touchdown, South Shelby. Brock Wood, second of the game, makes it 14-0 Cardinals.
Two-point conversion was good, so 16-0. South Shelby the lead, but Scotland County finally got on the board in a big way.
It's a high snap from, has a little bit of time, trying to step into one, taking the deep shot, maybe a little bit underthrown, but it's caught! Coming back on the play is Alex Long, and he takes it to the house for a Tiger touchdown!
So 16-8 the score there, but then with 1:29 to go in the half, Brock Wood scored again.
Wood in the gun with Burke to his right. Here's the snap. Wood on the keeper, looking for the end zone. He's got it. Touchdown, South Shelby.
And then with 39 seconds approximately to go in the half, Will Fromm took it in from 1 yard out. So a good one. South Shelby, a 22-16 lead over Scotland County on a crest. On Kirk, it started with 3:44 to go in the first quarter. Lathrop got on the board first.
Third and one. Ball on the Macon two. Gordon in the gun. He's got McKnight to his left. McKnight, the direct snap, and he finds a hole on the right side into the end zone. A two-yard touchdown run. Lathrop strikes first here in the district semifinal.
And about 2 minutes later, Macon responded.
Waller in the gun. Edwards staggered off to his left. One receiver near side, one far. Blaze in motion. Blaze with the end-around handoff. Cuts up the middle of the field. Wide open end zone. Touchdown.
After that, the scoring went silent. No scores in the second quarter, so that is our score on 99.9. The captain heading to the second half, 7-7, our score. For our listeners on Glory 97.3, they've already heard these Mexico Mobley highlights, so we will send it back out on Glory to Dr. Larry K. Knoll Spartan Stadium. Brad and Eric will have your second half next on Glory 97.3. And staying here on Superstation Crest, that Mobley Mexico game, Mobley is just all over Mexico right now. It started with 8:47 to go in the first quarter.
Snap, option to the near side. Stone King at the six, fakes the pitch, walks in for a touchdown on the near side number.
And just over 2 minutes later, Hayden Hopper converted the PAT. It was 7-0 Mobley. Just over 2 minutes later, it was Stone King again.
Stone King on the keep near side, 25, breaks the tackle, 20, 15, 10, scampers five near side. Spotted, and now he says touchdown, Mobley.
That was about 2 minutes after the first score, so about 3 minutes after the second score. Landon Graves got in with a 22-yard run. The PAT, however, was missed. 20-0, Mobley the lead after the first quarter. Chance Richards ran one in with 7:46 to go in the half to give the Spartans a 27-0 lead. And then with 4:09 to go in the half, Landon Graves gave off the biggest rush of his career.
Hand off to the near side. 40, 45, Graves 50, 40, Stampers 30, 20, nobody to beat. 10, 5, touchdown. A 73-yard score for the Mobley senior. The longest run of his career.
And then with 1:41 to go in the half, Curtis Walter got in on the fun.
Graves through the middle, 40, 35, 30. No, it's Walter, 20, 15, 10, 5, near sideline, touchdown. A 52-yard scamper for the Mobley senior.
So that is the score as we head to the second half on Glory 97.3, Mobley 40, Mexico nothing. We'll get ready to send it back out. Scott Lunte and Scotland County on Crest. South Shelby, a 22-16 lead over Scotland County, would be an upset seeding wise as Westrand looks to be on their way to the Class 1 District 6 championship game with a 26-0 lead over Mark Twain in the second quarter. So we'll send it back. South Shelby looking to pull off the upset. They lead Scotland County 22-16. We'll send it back out to Scotland County and Scott Lunty after this on Superstation Crest.
At Sueda Builders in Chilbina, we take pride in constructing a building that not only meets your expectations but surpasses them. This is Ryan Sueda. Sueda Builders has the ability to offer you options from design build to your specs to a pre-engineered building from Lester Wood Frame or Butler Steel Building, and the experience to deliver you a smooth building project on time with no surprises in cost. From Cole County to the Iowa line and in between, whatever the size of the building, we can build it, and we stand behind what we do at Sueda Builders in Shelbina.
When your vehicle needs collision repair or repairs due to normal wear and tear, bring it to the specialist in automotive repair, the TechNet specialist at Hines Body Shop in Shelbina. Hello, I'm Steve Hines. You'll receive the latest in automotive technology and our certified collision repair and our quality automotive service. Whether it's wheel alignment, suspension, light mechanical, or collision repair, Hines Body Shop specialists fix it right the first time. Count on TechNet and Hines Body Shop in Shelbina. Our work speaks for itself and has since 1957.
The Board of Education Administration faculty and staff of the Shelby County R4 School District of Clarence and Shelbina are proud of their students and the dedication they demonstrate in everything they do. Cardinals, everyone in the South Shelby District wants you to know that they are with you every step of the way. The hard work and determination you exhibit during practice and in the classroom will show in all that you do. The Shelby County R4 School District of Clarence and Shelbina are proud of the Cardinals and wish them all the best.
Seacom Incorporated of Bethel, the company behind the scenes, installing buried fiber optic for Sheraton Valley Telephone in Macon and surrounding communities. When it comes to helping provide fiber services, Seacom Incorporated has 25 years of experience in the telephone industry. They remind you to play it safe during the holiday and always check before you dig. Call Seacom Incorporated of Bethel today at 660-284-6234.
We're back here on Crescent Central, MoInfo.com in Memphis, Missouri tonight, where the Scotland County Tigers are trailing to the South Shelby Cardinals 22-16 in the 1-4 matchup of the Class 1 District 6 semifinals. Let's take a look at some of the first half stats while we have a moment. Brock Wood leading all rushers with unofficially 160 yards on the ground on 23 touches. And Daniel Burke with a total of 44 on the ground with 12 touches. Guy Timbrook with 13 on 3. Wyatt Owens with another carry as well for 0 yards. Brock Wood 0 for 2, including an interception in that first half. Passing. Meanwhile, for Scotland County, 89 yards passing for Will Fromm on 3 completions, including one that was -3. That was actually his first pass of the game. And then rushing-wise, not much going for Scotland County. Jaden Payne has 1 rush for 13. Will Fromm has 2 rushes for 15. And then Matthew Woods has 1 for 2 yards. Receiving-wise, the touchdown by Andrew Long has... or Alex Long, I beg your pardon, was good enough for 67 yards. That's his long catch. Jaden Payne has a pair of catches as well. 1 for 30 and 1 for the -3 yards. Coming up on Cress, in 1 minute, we'll have the second half between Scotland County and South Shelby, where the Cardinals lead 22-16.
Mizumac offers the best of both worlds. Mizumac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Live on campus at Mizzou and attend classes at both institutions. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizumac student today at macc.edu.
Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri has made getting a grip on your finances even easier. Simply download our mobile banking app to your iPhone, iPad, or Android device, and you're ready to manage your accounts, check balances, transfer funds, and pay bills all from the palm of your hand. Visit us online at www.ebnemo.com for more information. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, proudly serving rural America for over 100 years. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
About 2 minutes from kickoff, let's go ahead and thank some of our fine sponsors while we have a moment for making this South Shelby Scotland County football game possible tonight. That would be Salt River Community Care, Heinz Body Shop, LLC, Community State Bank, Harley Kraft, your shelter insurance agent, Shelbina Villa Life Care, Shueta Billers Incorporated, Mike Bowie, your Safe Farm insurance agent, Heinz Performance Park, all of Shelbina. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Scotland County R1 School District, Jay's Foods, both of Memphis, Greeny Egan-Hayes Funeral Home, serving Macon and Shelby counties with locations in Shelbina, Clarence, Macon, and New Cambria. Laughlin Incorporated of Shelbina, Macon, Marcellian, LaBelle. Shelby County R4 School District of Clarence and Shelbina. Clint Chandler, your Farm Bureau insurance agent for Shelby and Monroe counties. Ricketts Farm Service of Salisbury, Shelbina, and Cairo. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, locations in Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, and Memphis. CoCom Incorporated of Bethel, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Sprint Hospital, where patients are the priority. Capital Paving and Construction, check them out online at capitalmo.com. And Side and Stricker, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Moberly Motors is sponsoring our halftime, or has sponsored our halftime. And then we'll nominate an outstanding player to game after tonight's contest, which is brought to you by Farmers Insurance and Financial Services, Jeff Freeman Agency, for all your insurance needs. Auto, home, and life. It's going to be South Shelby that will get the ball to start out the second half as Scotland County won the toss and decided to take the ball. And the Cardinals will be going left to right on your radio dial to start out the second half for those just joining us or happen to forget. They're wearing their away white uniforms with the blue numbering, red trimming, red pants, along with the red helmets and the South Shelby logo on those helmets. Meanwhile, Scotland County are in their home blue uniforms, white numbers with the red trim surrounding it, white helmets, white high socks as well, and shoes, and they got the chrome blue tiger on their helmets. So it will be Will Fromm that will kick things off to start out the second half. Brockwood to Daniel Burke deep for the South Shelby Cardinals. And Fromm is ready to boot it away. Second half underway. It's a squibber. And it is going to be, or it's going to be trying to pick up there by Fenton. And now it's going to be Wood. He'll say, I'll take it. And he'll go to the 30. And he'll be tackled very late. And it's going to be a flag on Scotland County. Wood took a pretty hard spill after he went out of bounds. And this is going to put an extra 15 yards on the play as Wood went out at about the 34. So it'll be a personal foul, and this should be at about, I would have to imagine, it's actually out of bounds at the 26. I mentioned the 34, but it was actually the 26-yard line. So with that said, they will take it to the 42 after the 15 yards. So first and 10 here for South Shelby on the first drive of the second half. They will start out on the 42-yard line. You heard Austin during the Moberly Motors halftime. Westerham was up 26-0 at half, so you have to think that will likely be the opponent for these two teams come next week if that score happens to hold. See if we can get our board up, Mark Carter or Austin updated on that score whenever that happens to get in. 5-yard gain for Brock Wood as he had 160 yards rushing in that first half unofficially. Here is a second and 5 from the 47. Wood in the gun, one left, one right. That is Tim Brook and Burke. Burke to his left. Wood on the snap. It's a keeper. Wood up the middle. Met up by Jaden Payne near the first down marker, and he'll be slammed down as well on play by the cornerback, Parker Triplett. And it'll be a 4-yard gain for Wood, 3rd and 1 coming up. Can the Cardinals stop the Clarence Cannon, or can the Tigers stop the Clarence Cannon Player of the Year? They will go 4 wide here, empty backfield. Wood, 5 yards behind the center, Justin Ali. Tries to go hard count. Scotland County doesn't pay for 4 seconds to go on the play clock. Tries to snap again. Here it comes. On 3rd and 1, Wood just takes it right up the middle and gets 3, playing for the South Shelby first down. Mason Cleathermith's on the stop for Scotland County. And it'll be a first down. Cleathermith came into this game tonight, the senior. 60 total tackles on the year with 26 of them solo. He also has 1 sack on the year. Part of a very balanced linebacking core for Scotland County. They have 2 stacked up on the line on 1st and 10 from the 46. It's going to be Tim Brook. They showed the blitz. Pays off for about a 2-yard gain. Tim Brook trying to run behind the left guard, Mason Schuler, for a 1-yard gain. So now brings up 2nd and 9 from the Scotland County 45. One receiver to the right, that is Wyatt Owens. In the gun, it's Wood once again. Snap a little bit low. Wood looks to pass. Lobs one over in the middle, and it's caught. On the play and getting the first down is the tight end, David Fenton. And that's going to be Wood's first completion of the game. It's good enough for 25 and a South Shelby first down. Fenton just lined up at the tight end. Ran up the middle and a little teardropper there for Wood right into the arms of Fenton. And that is Fenton's 3rd reception on the season as well. First and 10 here from the 22 now. Wood on the keeper. Gets a key block, but now four Tigers coming in. Wood dragging one of them about 5 yards. That was Burris, who was the initial one to get there. It'll be a four-yard gain for the four-time silver medalist, Brock Wood. We mentioned that he got four silver medals in one day. Those came in the long jump, 200-meter, 110-meter hurdle, and 300-meter hurdles this past May, all in one day. Here's a shovel toss. Wood over to Burke. This is going to be a loss of three, maybe even more on the play as Will Fromm and Caden Anders come in with a head of steam and take him down to the turf. It will be about a 3 yard loss on the play. Third and 11 for Scotland County.
Off the field, the play is going to bring up third down and 11.
One left, two to the right. To the right of Wood and the gun is Burke. Snap. Wood on the keeper. Takes it to the right side. Tigers read it, and he'll pick up about five on the play. And once again, it is Brandon Burris on the stop for Scotland County. Fourth and six now. Their big play here for this Scotland County defense. Trying to get their first fourth down stop. It came into tonight 44% on fourth down, getting a stop. In the gun, Wood. Two left, one right. Man in motion in the left slot, Burke. Here's the snap, option, Wood to the left side. Has some space, trying to get the down. He does, looking for the end zone. It's four for Brock Wood. He continues his success against the Scotland County Tigers. 14 touchdowns in the span of four games for the senior Brock Wood. Or actually, now they say he stepped out of bounds. Check that. They said he stepped out of bounds at the 4 yard line. Looked like he had it, but they said that he stepped out of bounds on the far side. A little tough. Nevertheless, Wood on the keeper. This time, he will not be denied. Brock Wood gets his fourth touchdown of the evening for the South Shelby Cardinals. And as we mentioned, it's his 14th in the past four games against the Scotland County Tigers. And it stretches the lead to 28-16. .6:54 to go here in the third quarter. Credit the big run by Wood to get 16 yards initially, and then he gets the final four, or final three, I should say. Just like that. Now the Cardinals taking their time and on the two-pointer, and they ran so quickly that it actually was successful. So we'll go ahead and keep it here on crest.
Caden Anders back deep for Scotland County.
Or actually, no. It was a touchdown originally. Things got a little confused there on the bootleg, and everyone was kind of a little curious what was going on. So that first run by Wood was the initial score, and that was the two-point try. There wasn't much celebration. Now here's the return. Jaden Payne will get it, and he will take it down to the 40-yard line. So it was actually, the two-point conversion was good. It was Wood on the run, but the initial run by Brock Wood, that was called the touchdown. It looked like they were saying they were out of bounds for a second, but that was indeed the touchdown. That's why things got a little confused. There wasn't a real clear-cut definition from the referees. Now we got a first and 10 here from the 41. Either way, Cardinals lead 30-16. In the gun, it's Will Fromm. Takes a snap, hands it to Jaden Payne. Foul Shelby reads it. And it's going to be Gage Rainey that gets the play for the South Shelby Cardinals. Be a loss of about two on the play. It'll bring up about a second and 11 for the Scotland County Tigers. Now they're going to go pass here on second and 11. Finding some space is Alex Long. He is the receiving on the receiving end for getting the score. And we're going to call that touchdown from Wood. We'll call it 33 yards. Everything happened so quickly, it was hard to tell. But we'll call 33 yards for Mr. Brock Wood. On first and 10, it's going to be Fromm on the run. Takes it to the right side. Flag coming in. Looking for the 6-yard gain. And now we got a flag. I'd have to imagine it's going to be a hold on Scotland County. Indeed, it is. And it's going to move them back about 10 yards from that original spot.
Holding is a call against the Tigers.
So that's going to at about the 44-yard line now, it looks like. So 7 to go here in the third quarter. Tigers down 30-16. In the gun, it's Fromm. A little bit of a high snap. It's going to be a pass deep. Fires one to the right side, just out of the hands of Parker Triplett. He was running the slant to the sideline, the Scotland County sideline, which is on the far side of the field, or the right side. If you're looking from Fromm's eyes, then it'll bring up a second and 17. Fromm on the gun, on the near side, and this is going to be Fromm having to improvise again with a stiff arm, and now he'll be swallowed down by the first team, Clarence Cannon, inside linebacker, Kaysen Wilt running line to line, and brings Fromm down after about a 5-yard gain at best. Kaysen Wilt, the son of head coach Rob Wilt, he got some high praise, as a matter of fact, and it's not because Kaysen is Rob's son. But Kaysen is known as one of the best line-to-line tacklers Rob Wilt has seen since Bryce Johnston. You have to go back to 2010 when Johnston graduated, and Brock Wood gets an interception from Will Fromm. Brock Wood to the 40, now to the 25, and he'll be spun down by the Scotland County defense. But there is a flag on the play, and there's we'll wait and see what it is. It came in late. And it is going to be a hold on Scotland County. South Shelby will decline that. And that is the first turnover of this game. Check that, second turnover. Each team has one. Looked like they were trying to find Alex Long again on the left side. Wood kind of just undercut there at about the 30-yard line, went up and grabbed it and took it all the way back to the Scotland County 34. The Cardinals can really open this up here, up by 14. Make it three possession if they can score. Burke on first and 10. Tiptoes down the right hash marks. And then he'll be pushed off those hash marks by Eli Kiger. Freshman's been starting all year on the defensive line for the Scotland County Tigers. Been pretty admirable in this game as well. Here's a second and 5. This will be a handoff to Burke once again. Spins his way down near the first down marker. He's going to pick up 4. He'll bring up a 3rd and 1 from the 25. Have to think the Cardinals are going to take their bittersweet time getting up to the line, especially up 5-14 as we're two-thirds of the way through the third quarter. Wood in the gun on the read option. Keeps it himself. Wood going close to the 7, or now the 12, I should say, and it's going to be another 9-yard gain for Brock Wood. And he has unofficially 209 yards on the ground in this game. Have yourself a night for Brock Wood, especially the way he followed up from last week's performance against Knox County. He had 4 rushing touchdowns in the game as well, I might add. First and 10, Sal Shelby from the 12. Wood on the keeper. Can it be 5? He falls down at the 5. And Jane Payne and Parker Triplett will bring him down as they ran behind Cason Wilt, the right guard, once again. Second and 3 from the 5. They got to get to the 2 to make it first and goal. Burke this time. He joins the Sal Shelby scoring party with his first touchdown on the evening. 5 yards out, and it is all Cardinals here in this second half, 36-16. No dispute there in figuring out if that was a touchdown or not. That was a no-doubter right there. So now the Cardinals will try and go for the 2-point try. Here it comes. Wood gets it up the right side. 38-16, South Shelby all over the top-seeded Scotland County Tigers tonight on Crescent Central MoInfo.com.
What happened to paying one price and getting everything included? You buy an airline ticket and pay extra to bring a change of clothes, book a hotel room, and you're shelling out for Wi-Fi and overpriced bottled water. Really? Imagine my delight when I found out roadside assistance is now included with my shelter insurance auto policy. So if I get a flat tire and need a jump, I just call and they take care of me. There's no additional cost, but some restrictions apply.
Ask Harley Kropf about shelter's roadside assistance.
Do you find yourself unable to get to the doctor because your schedule is so hectic? Total Family Healthcare in Macon is making it easier for you to be seen when it works for you. Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic is open weekdays from 8:30 to 4. Now you have the opportunity to see a doctor when it suits you at Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic in Macon, making it easier for you to take care of yourself. Total Family Healthcare in Macon, online at smhmo.org.
And off the ensuing kickoff for Sal Shelby. It rolled out of bounds once again, and it's looking like it will be placed at about the 35-yard line. Not much of a violation there, as a matter of fact. They'll say it's they'll move it about. They'll just move it out at the spot since it didn't get past the own 35. So Scotland County has some work to do. Down by 22. Start on first and 10 on their own 41. Here's a gun from looking to find Anders, and dragged all over him is Daniel Burke. Good man-to-man coverage, and it's incomplete. Fromm has had a hard time getting into a rhythm, and credit Sal Shelby's defense. They've gotten some pressure on him, and that was going to be a key in this game for the Sal Shelby defense was they're going to need to find a ways to pressure him and also try and out-hit Scotland County. And I think that has been a recipe for success so far tonight against this Tigers offense. And now on second and 10, Fromm feeling some pressure again. Has to get it out early and a little bit overthrown. He had Caden Anders open on the right side, but a little miscommunication. Perhaps on the route run by the sophomore Anders, and it's now going to be third and 10. Fromm is 3-for-14 passing tonight. Uncharacteristic for the 13, Lewis and Clark Sr. He's going to need to make a big play or two here. From their own 41, they'll go into gun with three left, one right. With Payne to his left. Feels some pressure, and he's going to get hammered in the backfield. In with the sack. Luke Wootski, his fourth sack of the season. It'll be a loss of 10 on the play. He went virtually untouched, not picked up by the Scotland County offensive line whatsoever. Fromm did not feel the pressure on one bit. It took a hard fall for the loss of 10. This is probably one of the more complete games South Shelby has played all year from an offensive side and defensive side. Fromm with the punt on 4th and 18. It will be a return for Daniel Burke for the 42. Burke up the left side, and he is going to be jammed out and about the South Shelby 40. And once again, field position playing big for the Cardinals.
Ethan Pinkle on 21, Parker Tibbet.
And with a 2:10 to go here in the third quarter, South Shelby can make it a formality here almost if they can get one more score. Here's a first and 10 here from the 39 of Scotland County. Trips back. We're going to go run here. It'll be Burke. Up the right side, gains
Burke
4.
On the run, taken down by Jaden Payne at the 31 and number 52.
Jaden Payne on the stop for Scotland County. How many missed assignments tonight for this Scotland County defense? Just a couple missed tackles has kind of been the thing. And there's not much if you can do trying to stop Rock Wood. He's a tough guy to bring down, and it'll be a two-yard gain by Wood. And it'll bring up a third and 5 now. Clock continues to run. Cardinals still killing some time. Austin Ward also telling us that Western is leading Mark 20, 38 to nothing as well. So if the scores were to hold, it will be Western hosting South Shelby next week in the district championship. It'll be about a one-yard gain on the play by Brock Wood. So another tidbit to add to that, if we get a Westrand South Shelby District Championship, defensive coordinator Luke O'Loughlin will be going up against his brother, who is the head coach of the Westrand Hornets, Aaron O'Loughlin. So it'll be an O'Loughlin Bowl in the District Championship next week, perhaps. We won't be talking to Luke tonight, but we'll definitely we'll talk to Rob Will post-game. We'll definitely ask him how he thinks Luke's going to like the matchup going up against his brother. Both of them run the defense as well for their respective teams, so they won't necessarily be going head-to-head as Wood gets about a four-yard gain on the play, and this is going to be the last play of the third quarter, it appears. They're lined up to potentially take one more play, and they're just going to let the clock run out for the third quarter. South Shelby leads 38-16 as the number 4 seed. They're one quarter away from heading to the district championship for a second straight year. You're listening to high school football on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Seidenstricker has been providing quality service and support to our customers for 75 years. Preventative maintenance is the key to keeping your equipment running. Right now, sign up for a winter service package by December 1st, and you could win a new John Deere S240 lawn tractor. Can't bring your equipment to the shop? That's okay. We'll come to you. Schedule now for free pickup and delivery within 50 miles of a Seidenstricker location. Visit us online at Seidenstrickers.com.
No purchase necessary. Contractor giveaway sign-up deadline ends 12/1/18. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Are you looking for a bank where customers and the community are the top priority? You'll get that when you bank with Community State Bank. If you're looking to open a checking account, money market account, get a mortgage or commercial loan, stop in and see what their friendly and knowledgeable team can do for you. Community State Bank has locations at 208 North Center Street in Shelbina and 300 East Hazel in Clarence. Or you can visit their website at combankonline.com for information on all the products they offer. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
South Shelby leads Scotland County here in Memphis, Missouri, and it is going to be on first and 10. Burke on the handoff. Scotland County looking to try and perhaps get a strip as they rush it over to the right side. It'll be a 2-yard gain. And it'll bring up a second and 9. The Scotland County team has a decent amount of seniors as well on this team. As we mentioned, they fell their first two games against Marceline and Fayette, who are potential deep runners. And here's Brock Wood on second and 9 from the 21. He'll take it to the house for another touchdown. That is 5 on the night for the Clarence Cannon Offensive Player of the Year. There's a little bootleg over to the left side, and he just found a lot of space and found the end zone, no problem right there. And it makes it 44-16, barring the 2-point try coming up. We'll finish the point on Scotland County here after the break. Here's Wood on the 2-point try. Goes to that spin move, opens up a hole, and he'll get it. 46-16, all South Shelby in the second half on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence.
That was a 21-yard run.
It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
It's free. Capital Paving and Construction is a full-service asphalt paving company that includes asphalt repair, sealing, coating, resurfacing, paving, and maintenance. And here's the free part. Capital Paving and Construction offers a free estimate of your project and strive to accomplish it on a timely basis. They work with your schedule and your budget. From heavy highway construction and DOT paving to residential asphalt, count on the quality of Capital Paving and Construction in Central Missouri with offices in Columbia, Jefferson City, and beyond. Call today for your estimate or go to capitalmo.com.
On the return for Scotland County, it's Jaden Payne. He will take it to the 45 after a short kick from Gage Rainey. Sean Wilkerson on the stop for South Shelby. So we were mentioning prior to the Wood touchdown that the Scotland County team is going to lose a lot of players. You have a total of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 make that on the defensive side. They're going to end up graduating. And there's going to be a catch and run here by Caden Anders. He's got just one guy to beat, and he's got the first down off of the pass from Fromm. White Owens on the stop. It's going to be about a 24-yard gain. That's only the fourth completion of the night for Fromm. But on the defensive side, you're graduating 8 of 11. There will be some guys that can step in on the defensive side, but the biggest question probably, aside for Eli Kiger, might be on the line for the Scotland County team. Meanwhile, on the offensive side, they'll probably have about 7 or 8 graduating on the offensive side of the ball as well. So this is going to be the run for Scotland County, at least for this year. if they were going to make some noise. Again, they knocked off a West Rand team 38-21 in week number 7, which allowed them to get this top seed as Crump's pass to the right side for Alex Long is incomplete. So far, the difference in this game tonight for the Tigers has been trying to stop Brock Wood. As it seems it's always been for them the past couple years. Coming across on 3rd-and-12 now and getting the catch is Alex Long on the slant. And now a very late hit when Long went to the ground. That's going to add a couple extra yards. And that's going to be one of the things that the Cardinals will want to try and clean up. There are plenty of offside penalties late in that first half and a couple of unnecessary roughnesses called on Sal Shelby that they'll want to try and clean up here prior to the district championship game against, in all likelihood, will be against West Rand. They officially give them the personal foul call. That's Alex Long's second catch of the night as well. He has 2 for 83 yards. Exactly 10 minutes to go here in the fourth. And it's going to be a 1st-and-10 from the 12. From in the gun. Read option. Going to the right side. Looking for Alex Long. In and out of hands. He was double covered on the play. Credit Brock Wood for batting it out of Long's hands. And the freshman couldn't corral it down. And Wood had a little bit of a size advantage as well, using this 6'1 body frame to jar that away from the freshman. So we'll bring up a 2nd-and-10. From in the gun, a little bit of a high snap, crowds it down, looking to the left side. It's caught. Now stretching for the far pylon on the play. It appears that is Caden Anders. Or Hayden Long, check that. And that is going to be a 3rd-and-inch situation as he picked up 10. Trying to find the end zone. Waiting for the signals. Far side judge says, touchdown, Scotland County. 9:16 to go here in the fourth quarter. Will Fromm has his 2nd rushing touchdown on the evening, but still plenty of work left for the Scotland County Tigers. So if you go for a 2-point try here, you cut the margin to 22. So realistically, if you're Scotland County, you have to get 3 touchdowns either way. Here's the snap from Fromm as he'll try and go play action to the right. No one available. Now he'll go to the left. Gets a block in the back. This is going to get negated. Even if they get the 2-pointer, which is caught in the back by Alex Long, but it's not going to count because there's a very obvious block in the back on the play. So Scotland County is going to have to do it again. But it's a 22-point game, so you're going to have to score. You'll have to score 3 touchdowns, and you'll need to try and get the PAT at least twice. Now we're going to get another late flag. Scotland County is going to get another flag for a personal foul on the walk back. So it's going to be a 2-point try for Scotland County. Off the back-to-back personal fouls, you have to go 32 yards to get 2 points. So in all likelihood, this is going to be a 46-22 game unless the Tigers pull the rabbit out of the hat here. Cannot take those type of penalties, especially if you're down this late. So let's see what they do here on the 33. We'll go 1 left, 1 right. So it'll be a 24-point game in all likelihood. So now you have to get 3 touchdowns and 3 2-point tries just to tie it up and get some stops on defense. Here's Fromm in the gun. They'll try and send it deep. Flag on the play. And it is going to be dumped off short, and it'll be picked off by Kaysen Wilt. Two-point try is automatically killed on the interception, but this might be coming back Skyline County's direction. And we'll wait and get the signal here. Chop block on the offense, so it's actually going to be declined. And that's the two-point try. 46-22, Scotland County, trailing South Shelby on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
I am Clint Chandler, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you are in Monroe or Shelby counties, I've got you covered.
Hi, this is Coach Carper, and on behalf of the Scotland County Tigers, I'd like to say thanks to our coaching staff, cheerleaders, band members, and those who are out there cheering us on, both in the stands and via the broadcast. We love football and the support that we receive from the Scotland County School District, Board of Education, faculty, staff, fellow students, and our community. We stand proud as Scotland County Tigers.
.916 to go in the fourth quarter. Scotland County just scored. They trail by 24 to the fourth-seeded South Shelby Cardinals. Fromm is going to kick things off here for Scotland County. And it's going to be a low squib kick recovered by the Cardinals. And it appears that is going to be
number 34, Marcus Wiseman.
Marcus Wiseman that will get the recovery. He'll bring up a first and 10 for South Shelby. South Shelby Cardinals and West Strand Hornets were a pair of powerhouses back in the early 2010s. Be fascinating to see how these two teams match up and the district championship. And it's going to be a handoff on the play, and it looks like trying to identify a number there for South Shelby. That was none of the primary backs. I believe the handoff went to David Fenton, I want to say. Not positive, but nevertheless, second and four here. It's going to be Wood that gets it this time. He's got the, or he's near the first, I should say. Going to escape a Tiger. So Wood now gathers another 4 yards. And a third and one coming up here from the 38. For what it's worth, Brock Wood's career rushing touchdowns in a game is 6. He needs one to tie that. And it is going to be Wood on the third and one handoff. And tries to escape 3 Tigers. He's got the first. He'll bring, or be about a 7-yard gain. Will Fromm leading in the on the charge for Scotland County. So we know that it's going to be a West Strand South Shelby District Championship. Let's take a look at the other side of the bracket. It might be, as we're looking at the Class 1 District 5, the District 5 and District 6 champions will end up playing in the quarterfinal in a couple weeks. And it's going to be a loss of about 3 on the play for Daniel Burke. But Fayette's the top seed in that district, and they're taking on Slater tonight, and they were up big against Slater in that first quarter, and then And last check in that 2-3 matchup in Class 1 District 5, Sweet Springs was leading Tipton. So there is the possibility we could get two Big K area teams meeting up in a quarterfinal for the second straight year. Last year it was Westran and Monroe City. Here is Wood on the jet sweep to the left side, pushed out of bounds for about a 6-yard gain, but there's a flag in the backfield. Likely going to be a hold. This district actually right now actually had a little bit of a... This was actually the district 1 year ago where the Class 1 champions were crowned. It's the exact same district from last year. The only exception is Monroe City is now out of that district, and they moved up to Class number 2 this year. And you insert Westran in their place. There's a lot of big realignment in the Class 1 districts that featured Marceline and Westran coming together. Those two are now separated in two separate districts. Those two, if they were to meet in the playoffs, it would have to be the state championship. Fayette was also in that district as well 1 year ago, but they're now in their own district as well. They're all kind of divided in that Western, Sheraton, Lynn, and Howard County area. All those districts are now, for the most part, divided. Here's a second and 24 off of the holding call. Wood is going to get 4 on the play. He gets tackled, and he's now up to 234 yards on 35 carries. And the Cardinals just taking their time, killing the clock. It'll be a second straight district championship appearance for South Shelby. They took on Monroe City in the district championship last year. And those two teams are actually very familiar with each other as it's a pitch to Burke on 3rd and 19. And he'll be tackled on the play there by Eli Kiger. But South Shelby proceeded to lose 56-26 in that district championship 1 year ago. So they're going to be a little hungry to see if they can reverse the tide here next week against Westran, and it's going to bring up a 4th and 16 now. Wood is in the gun. Takes a snap a little bit low. He's actually going to try and practice and boot it, but instead he fakes it, and he'll just take off, and he will pick up 5 on the play, needed 16, so it's a turnover on downs. Mason Kleithermas will get the stop. 5:06 to go here in the fourth quarter. Coming up after our game on Crest, we're going to have a abbreviated edition of the End Zone. Austin and J.B. Connolly are both going to have that for you later on this evening. J.B. actually pulling a little bit of double duty tonight with the Greyhounds and Lady Hounds opening up their season tonight at Fitzsimmons-John Arena. It's also the new Lady Greyhounds coach Hannah Hayden's debut tonight with the former head coach Chad Killinger heading to Eastern Carolina, and he's actually now the interim head coach of their women's basketball team right now. Again, that's coming your way after our game tonight in abbreviated End Zone. We'll take it probably till around 11 o'clock this evening. And we're going to get a little bit of a dump off and a little bit of extracurricular activity, as well as Fromm gets a 10-yard completion. Scotland County is going to try and go up tempo, see if they can find a way to stay in this game. And right now, not much urgency. They're going to go 4 to the right here. Don't see this formation too often, 1 to the left. Basically an empty backfield for Fromm. And here's the snap. Fromm to the left side. It's going to be a keeper, and he is going to be brought down by Gage Rainey, who got a good jump. He's had a good night defensively, Gage Rainey. That was something Rob Wiltz said he was going to need to get from his defensive end. He had a little bit of a late start this year, and he was counting on one of the senior leaders, Gage Rainey, to come up with some big plays here during this run, and Sal Shelby has definitely gotten that from Rainey. He's been in the thorn of Fromm in this game. Got good jumps on the line. Now we'll bring three to the front, and now a quick release caught by Anders, who had some pressure on the backside from Luke Wootski. It'll be about a 14-yard gain. Still going to be shy of the first down marker. Now at Scotland County trying to hustle up here. Four wide, Fromm takes a snap from the Sal Shelby 46. Taking a deep shot down the left side. A little bit of separation, and it is in and out of hands of Caden Anders. On the coverage, it was Daniel Burke, the corner. And it'll bring up a fourth and three. After Scotland County, you're just trying to get the first down here. Three to the left. Now it's four wide. Fromm in the gun again with the snap. Looking under. It's caught on the play. First down, Scotland County, as it is Anders that gets the grab. We haven't seen much of Matthew Woods here in this second half. He's kind of been relatively quiet. He's their leading receiver. There's really no indication of him on the field. On first and 10 now, Fromm to the right side. Flush out of the pocket, airs one out, looking for Parker Triplett, a little bit overthrown, and it's incomplete. 3 minutes to go in this game as you're listening to KRES Moberly. 5 minutes after 9 o'clock. Again, this is the Class 1 District 6 semifinal between Scotland County and Sal Shelby. Sal Shelby, the 4 seed, lead top seed Scotland County Tigers 46-22. And so they will go. Four wide once again. Three to the right. Fromm on the snap. Gets a little bit of pressure. Wide receiver screen to Jaden Payne. Or running back screen, I should say, to Jaden Payne. And it will be incomplete. We're going to get a timeout call now here by the South Shelby Cardinals. Cardinals offense has 46 points tonight. Their season high came in week 9. It was a win against Highland. That's where they recorded 50. It's not the least amount of points Sal Shelby has allowed. That came last week. Or they shut out Knox County. So about as good of a start to this district run as you can get if you're the Sal Shelby Cardinals. And with the win, it's now going to be 4 in a row, and they're going to improve their record to 5-6. And you don't want to let that record deceive you either, considering how tough the Clarence Cannon has been all season long. If you think about Sal Shelby and what they had to face, their two wins in that conference came against Brookfield, which was the first win of this what will now be four-game winning streak, as Fromm's in the gun on a 3rd and 10 for Scotland County. Gets flushed out to the left side, feels some pressure, now throws across his body. Somehow caught by Caden Anders in the middle of the field, and he's got the first down for Scotland County. And he'll be tackled on the play by David Fenton. And now they'll go a little bit up-tempo. You make a Sal Shelby makes a quick personnel switch, and now on 1st and 10 from 25, Fromm clears out again, taking a shot to the left side for the end zone, and in a man-to-man coverage, they tried to find Hayden Long, and it was Daniel Burke in on the coverage. So Sal Shelby got their two wins against Brookfield and Highland in the Clarence Cannon Conference. And there is the possibility going into week number 9, we were going to have a 5-way tie for the conference. But it ended up being Monroe City Macon ending up getting a share of the conference. Each of them had one loss. Macon's loss came to Clark County Now Fromm with a little bit of pressure, and it's going to be Marcus Wiseman in on the tackle, and Fromm threw it out, but you're going to say he's down, so clock continues to run. So Macon's loss came to Clark County. Monroe City's loss came to Macon, and that's how we got the two-way tie. And then you had Palmyra, Centralia, and also Clark County all right behind in that conference race. And then that was kind of the upper echelon. And then it was South Shelby, Brookfield, and Highland all kind of on the back end. So here is a 3rd and 18, and a little bit underthrown. A nice sliding catch there by Caden Anders. Moves to chains. Scotland County gets the first down. They're still trailing 46-22. And it's going to be Fromm in the gun. Takes a snap. Looking for the end zone, and they are trying to go to Anders in stride. He didn't look back to make the catch, and it'll be incomplete. 41 to go. Meanwhile, in the Lewis and Clark, Scotland County with the two losses to Marceline and Fayette actually finished third in the conference to those two teams and finished tied with Westran as well, who also had the two losses in the conference. One of them came to Scotland County, and the other one came to Marceline in week 8. It's looking like we're going to have at least three Lewis and Clark teams still alive in district play by the end of the night. And Fromm has to throw it away before getting pressured. And Mason Schuler getting some pressure in on the play for the South Shelby Cardinals. 90 seconds to go here, 3rd and 10. And Marceline taking on Gallatin tonight in a Class 1 District 8. We mentioned about Westran and Mark Twain. Westran was up pretty big against Mark Twain. And then Fayette is taking on Slater, and they were up pretty handily as well. High snap on 3rd and 10. Fromm picks it up off the bounce, and now we'll just dump it off the chain of Payne, who's open. No one surrounding him, and what looked like was going to be a loss of 10 on the play turns out to be a gain of 5. Nice improvisation from Will Fromm there and Jaden Payne. It'll bring up a 4th and 4. Likely going to be the final play of the game for Scotland County. They cannot convert. And now we get a whistle here, which stops the clock with just under a minute. And they had to exchange to Pigskins. Four wide, or five wide, I should say, on 4th and 3, and they will get it into the end zone. Touchdown, Scotland County, as Jaden Payne was in the left slot, ran across the field, and took dart to Payne, and he is going to pick up his third reception touchdown of the season. And it makes it a 46-28 game. 2-point try is, in all likelihood, going to be coming up here. This game was decided in the third quarter. And the performance of Brock Wood, once again, continues to be a story for this South Shelby team. In and out of hands, and it's no good. Just to put it into context, how important Brock Wood is to this South Shelby team. So coming in tonight, he had 1,713 yards on the ground. Last year, he accounted for about 46% of South Shelby's offense. This year, he's been involved in 70% of South Shelby's offense. You add the 161 yards, I believe they had a total of about 2,400-something yards coming into tonight's game of total offense. Just to show you how much Brock Wood means to this South Shelby lineup. If you don't have him in that lineup or something were to happen, that says enough what he means to this South Shelby team. They're really going to miss him whenever he graduates in May 2019. He's likely going to be doing track in his future. We talked to him during his Chris All-Star interview, and also when we happened to be at State Track. That track was his thing, and he really enjoys it. It's something he's followed growing up, and he really takes a lot of pride in doing well in that sport. And they're going to go onside kick. Scotland County is not going to make it to 10 yards to get the recovery. And he's been to state all 3 years for South Shelby on the field as well. And he's looking at a couple of colleges. Hasn't decided yet. He's got a couple of offers. Looking at potentially Division I SEMO, which is down in the Cape Girardeau area, southeast part of Missouri. Also nearby, Truman. Also was gauging some interest as well. So those were a couple of his colleges he was potentially looking at. But either way, he's got a very bright future ahead of him on the collegiate side when it comes towards that. Meanwhile, for Scotland County, we mentioned about all the seniors that were going to be graduating. Now we're getting another delay here off of the what was supposed to be onside kick, and now Rob Wilt just wants to talk to the head coach, wants to talk to his team a little bit, how he wants to play out these final 47 or so seconds. But Will Fromm, definitely a very strong season for the Scotland County Tigers. Wasn't the best of his evenings, nevertheless, but you have to think he is going to be in line to get some all-conference accolades. Lewis Clark is supposed to meet tomorrow to talk about those accolades, and I believe they're supposed to be releasing that on Wednesday. So you'll want to check on centralmoinfo.com to find out who will make all-conference, and Wood will take the snap and take the knee. So Fromm, his passion happens to be baseball, and he is really keening in on the Truman Bulldog program himself. Scotland County, not too far of a drive to Kirksville, about a 45-minute drive, and going to be near the town of Memphis, and that's what he is looking at. So that is likely going to wrap things up here. From Scotland County High School, they will take one final knee, Wood, in the backfield. Takes a snap, and will take the knee. The fourth-seeded South Shelby Cardinals coming to Memphis and knock off the top-seeded Scotland County Tigers 46-28 tonight. And the man responsible for that, Brock Wood. 238 yards unofficially on the ground, 5 touchdowns. He put the Cardinals on his shoulders tonight, ladies and gentlemen. They're going back to the district championship for a second straight year. We'll have the postgame coming up next on Crescent, CentralMoInfo.com. It will be the Cardinals and Hornets in the Class 1 District 6 championship coming up next week.
If your significant other asks you to slip into something more comfortable and you put on coveralls, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. If you never have to remind yourself that it's righty-tighty, lefty-loosey, then CarQuest is for you. CarQuest is for those who really know and care about their car. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
When you want the best parts for your car, see Heinz Performance Parts, your local CarQuest Auto Parts store newly located in downtown Shelbina. Heinz Performance Parts is a proud supporter of all local athletes.
O'Laughlin Incorporated, with facilities in Macon, Marceline, Shelbina, and LaBelle, is a family-owned and operated business since 1950. O'Laughlin Incorporated handles rock, sand, and ready-mix concrete. They also offer bulk hauling in dump trucks or van trailers, plus provide paving supplies in bulk pneumatics. But their services don't stop there. O'Laughlin Incorporated also provides lime hauling and VRT spreading services. For more information, call an O'Laughlin location near you in Macon, Marceline, Shelbina, and LaBelle.
In small communities, there are no strangers. Neighbors help families in their most distressing time of need. That best describes the entire staff at Green Egan Hayes Funeral Home. This is Corey again. Since 1952, Green Egan Hayes Funeral Home has been family-owned and operated. Our families always strive to lessen the burden of each family loss while guiding them through the arrangement to honor their loved one. Green Egan Hayes Funeral Home, serving Macon and Shelby counties, with locations in Shelbina, Clarence, Macon, and New Cambria.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Final tonight here at Scotland County, 46 South Shelby, 22 Scotland County. Cardinals improved to 5-6 on the season, and they're bound for a district championship game against the West Rand Hornets next week. Brock Wood was the story in this game, as we mentioned, 238 yards on a total of 36 touches unofficially. And it's hard not to give him the outstanding player of the game. It seems like every time we do a South Shelby game, it's Brock Wood who gets the outstanding player of the game. I feel bad because there are a lot of great performances tonight, but how can you not give it to Brock again tonight? Just the way he's been kind of the MVP of this team for the South Shelby Cardinals. It was a well-played game pretty much in all facets for the South Shelby Cardinals in this game. It wasn't just Wood, but they also did a spectacular job on the defensive side, all things considered, holding a Scotland County offense only to 22 points for the most part. While we have a moment, let's go ahead and thank some of our outstanding sponsors for making this game possible tonight. Rob Wilt, South Shelby coach, is working his way up to the press box right now as we speak, so we'll be catching up with him in just a moment. So let's thank our sponsors. That would be Salt River Community Care, Heinz Body Shop LLC, Community State Bank, Harley Craft, your shelter insurance agent, Shelbina Villa Life Care, Shueta Builders Incorporated, as well as my Safe Farm insurance agent, Heinz Performance Parts, all of Shelbina, the Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of Scotland County R1 School District, Jay's Foods, both of Memphis, Greeny Egan Hayes Funeral Home, serving Macon and Shelby counties with locations in Clarence, Shelbina, Macon. We'd also would like to thank a lot of Incorporated of Shelbina, and LaBelle, Shelby County R4 School District of Clarence and Shelbina, Clint Chandler, your Farm Bureau insurance agent in Shelby and Monroe Counties, Rick's Farm Service of Salisbury, Shelbina and Cairo, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, locations in Cahokia, Elmira, Lancaster, Queen City, Memphis, COCOM Incorporated of Bethel, Sheraton Valley, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College, in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, online. Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Capital Paving and Construction, check them out online at capitalmo.com. And Science Stricker, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Rob Wilt, South Shelby coach, has made his way up to the press box after a very impressive 46-22 win over the Scotland County Tigers. Coach, congratulations on another appearance in the district championship. Brock Wood, once again, story for you tonight.
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, it was a fun football game. I thought coming out in the third quarter, set the tone, and played some big boy football, as I like to call it. And Brock Wood did his thing, so it was good to see.
What was the difference in that third quarter that you kind of told him in the locker room?
Offside protection. He was doing a very good job of getting your head across. He was getting 2 minutes penetration. And, I didn't think our kids were staying out blocks very well, but we fixed that, and we came out the second half and really did some good things.
Very strong indeed, and there was a couple times in this game where Brock was just basically running along the offensive line. Put into context where this offensive line was just 4 weeks ago when you guys went on that losing streak, and now you've gone four in a row.
Yeah, so it's a whole different deal. I'm telling you what, it's fun to watch these kids get better. They're communicating, and the thing was, I had a lot of injuries. I had some kids that were, ineligible for several reasons, but they've come together, they've gotten better, they communicate. It's just fun to watch a group grow as they have, because they've taken their lumps in the Clarence Cannon Conference, that it's paying off.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Again, Rob Wilt, South Shelby coach, joining us here post-game on Crescent Central, MoInfo.com. Let's focus on the defense now. I thought for the most part, albeit they gave up 22 points, it was a pretty solid night. What was your thoughts?
Yeah, I think so. I think we missed a couple open field tackles and tosses. They got our freshman a little bit over the top, but you know, we have to live with that because he does a lot of good things for us. Especially we didn't get much pressure in that play either. So I thought overall we did pretty good. You know, they didn't rush. I don't know how many rushing yards they had, but they didn't have very many. And I thought our defense did a nice job most part of the night.
You talked about the importance of getting pressure tonight in this game. How did you manage to pressure Fromm and also get a big sack as well?
Yeah, I would have liked to have seen a little bit more early, but we did finally get there. You know, we got a little bit of a blitz coming from our linebackers that caused some trouble. I thought Luke Lutzke and Gage Rainey did a nice job most spot on the ends containing. And, you know, when we can keep, you know, Casey Wilker, middle linebacker, to make the plays up the middle, along with Guy, Tim Brook, you know, makes for a pretty good defense.
Rob Wiltz, Sal Shelby Coach, joining us here on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com. So, district championship is next week, and your defensive coordinator, Luke O'Loughlin, gets to take on his Nobum.
Well, I haven't really seen very much of them. I know this. They're a well-coached football team. Westerham's got a lot of tradition, and I expect it to be a battle. We got to go there. There was a stretch there, and early 2000s, you know, 2006, 2007, 2008, where we had to go to Western like four or five straight years for the district championship or quarterfinals. And so we haven't done it for a while. So, you know, it's good to be back playing district championship, but we know we've got to get to work this week and play a really, really good football team.
You think Luke's going to be excited to take on his brother?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he will. I'm sure they'll be jabbing at each other all week. And, you know, Aaron's a good guy over there, does a good job. And I'm glad to have Luke as my defensive coordinator.
No doubt about it. Should be a fun matchup between South Shelby and West Strand next week. Rob Wilt, Cardinal Coach, joining us here. Coach, congratulations. We'll see you in Huntsville next week.
All right. I appreciate y'all's coverage. Thank you.
From MoInfo.com. We'll get to the final segment on 104.7.